handled the April shooting rampage by Sungwhee Cho. CBS's Bob Orr has more on the report set for release in a few hours.
A four-month investigation into the shootings has produced more than 300 pages of findings and more than 70 recommendations. A copy of the report summary obtained by CBS News concludes Virginia's mental health laws are flawed. In addition, Cho did not voluntarily seek follow-up treatments after he enrolled at Virginia Tech, and the school missed multiple signs of his instability. The report also concludes university officials and police made critical mistakes and were late with public warnings. For example, the campus was not locked down in the 2 hours between the first shootings at a dorm and the slaughter at Norris Hall. The report also reveals victims' relatives were not well cared for in the days after the shootings.
Reaction: Derek O'Dell, one of the students wounded in the attack, says Virginia Tech still needs to improve how it alerts students and faculty to an emergency.
Definitely change their system. They have a better alert system now, but it still requires somebody to actually send a message out.
As the country awaits the progress report by top U.S. Iraq Commander General David Petraeus, another assessment offers little to cheer about. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
This is a stark report, Nick. Congressional investigators say Iraq has missed all but three security and political benchmarks. The General Accounting Office draft report found only modest security gains in Baghdad. The White House blames the findings on what are described as difficult congressional mandates. Next month's administration Iraq status report is expected to claim progress from the current troop surge. But, quoting military and foreign policy analysts, the Boston Globe today reports the Pentagon cannot maintain current force levels in Iraq beyond next summer. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The last Marine charged in connection with the 2005 massacre in the Iraqi town of Haditha goes before a military judge at Camp Pendleton today. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering.
Military prosecutors will accuse Staff Sergeant Frank Woodridge of murdering 18 Iraqi civilians in Haditha. Witnesses are expected to testify that Woodridge killed a number of the Iraqis while their hands were in the air. Attorneys for Woodridge claim their client was simply doing what he was trained to do. They say Woodridge was responding to a threat.
The chorus is growing louder for Idaho Senator Larry Craig to resign amid a scandal over a gay sex sting. More from CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
Republican support for Senator Craig is eroding.
He pled guilty, so I think he should resign.
Arizona's John McCain told that to CNN, as Minnesota's Norm Coleman said the same thing, citing conduct unbecoming a senator. Pete Hoekstra, a House Republican from Michigan, said Craig should quit because his denials are just not credible.
If he believes he's innocent, he ought to focus on clearing his name, and then once that happens, reevaluating and perhaps deciding to reenter public life.
Craig has told Republican leaders he'll give up his committee seniority during an ethics probe. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
The man first fingered, then cleared of the 1996 Centennial Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta has died. Richard Jewell, who'd been suffering from diabetes and kidney disease, was 44 years old. After years of trying to shake the shame of being linked to the crime in the news media, Jewell was honored in 2006.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Well, the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
For all your home improvement needs, Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Overseers of New Life Church in the Springs say an email that founder Ted Haggard sent his former parishioners asking for money was inappropriate. The overseer has been watching over Haggard's so-called restoration ever since he was fired as pastor of the church last year after admitting to a fling with a gay hooker. Last week, Haggard sent an email saying he planned to counsel at a faith-based Phoenix halfway house and he needed financial support. Church overseers said they told Haggard his plan was unacceptable. They say he will not be doing any ministry and will seek secular employment instead. U.S. Department of Agriculture says Colorado-based Aurora Organic Dairy, one of the nation's largest organic milk producers, is going to have to reduce its herd and give its cows more access to pasture land in order to qualify for the word organic. And season ski passes for the major resorts will be available for under $400 this year. Vail Resort Summit Pass, good for Breckenridge, Keystone, and A-Basin, will go for $379 for adults. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, thanks, John. Well, so far it's been a pretty good ride around the metro area. No major worries for you as you head out on the highways. Both I-25 and I-70 are clear. We have good speeds except for that usual southbound stretch through Thornton and North Glen. 225 has good speeds as well as the C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, lots of sunshine.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Thing. Did anybody else get caught in anything? I don't know.
I got a little rain down in the Springs area yesterday.
Did you?
Just a little bit. Not enough to stop us from playing golf, but did get some rain.
Yeah, nothing here. Nothing here. Really?
It was windy and cold down there, man. It was kind of cold yesterday.
Well, fall's coming on. Look at the sun.
I know. I'm wearing pants again this morning. It's freezing.
Yeah, the sun is not totally out. I mean, are we even on high power yet?
Yes.
Oh, we are. Okay, well, that won't last long. Trust me, that'll be gone in another couple of months. I almost got busted by management for getting on the air and talking about that. They got all upset with me. We don't think you should really point that out. Well, but you get emails from people. Like, you know, what's going on? The station's fading in and out. Well, that's what it is. All right. It's good to have you along this morning. There is, and I say this all the time. It's a cliche. I shouldn't say it. I should find a more clever way to put this. But there's a lot of really interesting stuff out there today. And we're going to try to cram all of it in to the following 4 hours, and a lot of times people will send me emails and they'll say, well, how come you didn't mention this? And it's simply because a lot of times we just run out of time. We just don't get this, we don't get it done. One thing I want to say at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, is I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't really know how I feel about this, but I was thinking about it yesterday, that I've been on the air and I've been talking about going and changing my registration and becoming an independent. And then I thought last night, well, I really can't do that. Well, I really shouldn't do it because of the following reasons. I really dig Congressman Ed Perlmutter. I think he's the best. And Mary and I think about moving into his district all the time. I really love Congressman Mark Udall, and I intend to support him for the Senate, and I intend to work on his campaign as much as I possibly can these days. And it seems like these days, with working out and everything else that's going on, I just don't have much time, but I'm going to try to find some time once he gets that launched up and going. And I really love Governor Bill Ritter. Like him a lot. Think he's a model for what Democrats ought to be in the coming years. And we're lucky to have him as governor. So with all of that in mind, plus on top of that, I really believe that John Edwards is the best choice for president of the United States. This guy is talking about stuff most people do not even want to confront. Most of the candidates don't even want to confront this. And Edwards is talking about it. And yesterday, Mary and I were sitting at home, and it was late afternoon, and I got a call from Barack Obama's office. Now, did they call me to say, gee, we see on your disclosure report that you work in the media, and hey, maybe this senator could come on your show? No. See, the campaign fundraising quarter is coming up. So what they called for, direct from Chicago, was to see if Mary and I would give them money. And I wasn't about to do that. And I can quite frankly talk about this on the air, because the worst thing that can happen is Mary can kill me. But since our 11-year-old nephew's father passed away at the age of 41, from cancer. The two principal male role models in his life are his stepfather, and unfortunately, this guy's stuck with me, which I can't imagine me being a role model for any kid. And Mary and I are stepping up to the plate more and more now and helping him out. As a matter of fact, he's decided that he wants to play in the band. So guess what instrument he chooses? The saxophone. Now, I don't know if he got that from Bill Clinton or not. So we're getting him a saxophone. So given the choice in these tight times between giving Barack Obama money and giving Eli Hamlin a saxophone, I'll give Eli Hamlin a saxophone. And Barack can go, like, take a walk. Plus, he's not going to do anything for us, basically, except run. And I like him. Don't get me wrong. And I think John Edwards is the first choice, and I think Barack Obama is the second choice in my eyes. And I think Hillary is no choice at all. But if I want to have an influence and a say on that, even in a caucus state like this one, then I have to stay affiliated with the Democratic Party. But the thing is, I don't have to sit there and carry water for them, and I'm not going to. So I look at myself, as far as being a talk show host, I look at myself as being the first truly independent Democrat. And not independent Joseph Lieberman style. But if they do something wrong, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to say something about it. And I'm not going to hold back on that. And John Turk sends me a message via the computer. I've never given a single dollar to any political campaign. Well, are you proud of that, or are you
bragging? I'm broke. If I had money, I probably would, but, you know, things are tight.
Well, we're all broke, man. I'm broke, too. So, but this is the thing. You stay affiliated, and you try to look at it through independent eyes. And yesterday we were doing this on the program, and I want to do it again. And that is, if you're conservative, whether you're happy with the GOP or you're not happy with the GOP, you can be part of the program. I want you to call in. And it doesn't make any difference whether we agree or disagree, and it doesn't make any difference how heated it gets. You can always come back the next day. But as I've said over and over again, I said it yesterday, I mean, talk radio is locked into this hallelujah chorus amen business. And so what we're doing is we're talking to each other's base, and we're not talking to the public at large. And I really would like to change that. I would like to say to conservatives, even the right-wingers, and I think there's a difference between it. I mean, when I say right-wingers, I'm talking about neocons, but when I say conservatives, I'm talking about old-school conservatives. Even if we disagree, this radio station is not the property of just progressives and liberals or independents. This show is open to everybody. And the more varying opinions we get, the better. And the more we clash, the better, I think. Makes for a more entertaining time. Plus, we exchange ideas. And in exchanging ideas with people who are committed, you're going to have a certain amount of bloodletting. But in the end, we have to realize one thing. We have to realize that we're all Americans. I consider myself to be a mainstream American, not a progressive with a capital P, or a liberal with a capital L, or a Democrat with a capital D. I consider myself to be in the mainstream. What do I mean by the mainstream? I mean, people in this country, the polls show 70% of them want out of Iraq. That people want health care. They want the problem fixed. And that we need universal health care in this country. And most people, I believe, would buy into it. That they would want it. That we want a stable, safe America. That we want border security, but we don't want hysterics and racism. And I'm just covering a few things here. I mean, I think there's a lot more. I think there's a lot more to go here on this. I really do. I think there's a lot more to go. and a lot more area to cover and a lot more ideas. And let the shrill people scream at each other and go crazy. And the rest of us will sit down and try to have some kind of a workable solution to the problems that face us. By the way, speaking of people screaming, I don't know how many of you caught this about Tucker Carlson. We're going to talk about that at 8:30 in the morning. I really, MSNBC's Tucker Carlson, I really would like to just get into it now. But we're going to wait at 8:30 in the morning and we're going to talk about it. We're also going to talk about the CBS television show Kids Nation, and we're going to do that after 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms, such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. Probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428. 1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are not these big gas guzzlers, because we've got one, and this thing goes for long periods of time without seeing the gas pump. They've got over 700 vehicles on the lot. These are clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. They've got their matching down incentive. They've got numerous ways to finance, and I was out there seeing my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Ziggy, all the folks working out there, Adolf, Juan. There are just a truckload full of people out there who really, really, really bust it, and they really work hard. Julia out there, I mean, they're really good folks. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., that's at 63rd and Federal.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmeier. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmeier has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmeier can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmeier. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I know she said it's all right, but you can make it up next time.
little Jack Johnson here. 625, 25 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, did I tell you Rockies is open Labor Day? Yeah, they are. And speaking of Labor Day, 2007 Taste of Colorado is coming up August the 31st through September the 3rd at the Civic Center Park. Get your picture taken with Bill and Hillary. And cast your vote for who will win the Democratic presidential ticket at our voting booth at September 2nd and 3rd at Civic Center Park. I'm going to do this show on Monday, Labor Day, from 4 until 7 there. Randy's taking a vacation. So rather than run the national sit-in substitute, we thought we'd go out there and do the show live. You can come out and say hello, enjoy the food. I'll put you on the radio, or just listen and call in. And also the Out Loud radio show is live from there. 11 to 1 in the afternoon. That's Sunday, September the 2nd. Go to am760.net for all the information about the Taste. John Turk will not be going to the Taste with me, I don't think, are you? No, you're off that day.
I'm scheduled to have a pretty nice weekend, Jay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off.
Good, I'll take your...
I feel kind of guilty.
Good, I'll take your meal tickets.
All right. I feel bad. You get a long day on Monday.
Don't bother me. I'll take your meal tickets. I won't eat them. I won't eat the meals. I'll sell them. I'll sell your meal tickets at the booth.
At a discount rate?
Yeah, sure.
Make sure it's an AM 760 listener.
Yeah. Anybody who walks up to me and says, I want to buy a meal ticket.
I want Turk's meal tickets.
I want Turk's meals tickets. I'll sell them to you. We do get meal tickets, don't we?
Yeah, you will have some meal tickets. Oh. And there's so much good food down there. That's the great thing about the Taste of Colorado. Big crowds, but a lot of good food.
Yeah, so it ought to be a good time.
Get the deep-fried sliced pickles, Jay.
Ugh. You know what? I hear those things are delicious, but I haven't had any fried food since December the 29th of last year, and I don't miss it.
Well, maybe Mary can try it.
Yeah, maybe she will. I am so close to my goal weight, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Steve in the Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
You know, when you were talking about, you know, the vast number of Americans that we're not talking to, you got to keep in mind there are a lot of people out there that don't follow politics. They don't want to follow politics. I mean, to be honest, we are talking, but they just don't listen.
No, I don't think that's true. I think we're talking. I think if you go listen to the right-wing talk stations and you listen to this station, which is left of center, what we do is we talk to our base. And there's a few people like you out there, but in reality, we don't make an appeal. We don't even try to talk to the public in general. And there are people who are scanning up and down the frequency all the time.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is that I think there is a big percentage of Americans that just don't have a desire to talk about politics.
Well, do you blame them?
Well, no, I don't necessarily. And I'll give you this caveat. I mean, I still think, even with the big percentage of people that I think step into the voting booth on from the left and the right every time there's an election and have no idea who they're voting for other than they happen to know their name, we still have the best system in the world. And we still have come a long way from when this country was founded. And we've done it with a system that I think could be a lot better. But
well, the system is broken.
Yeah, but part of that, Jay, is because we as a country, we as citizens, we allow that to happen.
Well,
because
that's right.
People don't want to get involved. And
well, you
got to
try,
okay.
But you got to try to change that. And I think that there are a lot of people out there who don't want to get involved in it because they are resigned to the stand back position that they're all corrupt. There is no difference, and who cares? And by the way, it's also very, very hard nowadays to make your life happen because things are complicated and it's tough. So, yeah, it's a challenge. And let's also face it, you can't talk politics 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No one can handle that. And there's times when you want to step back and you don't want to deal with it because a lot of it is so negative and a lot of it is so ugly. But there is a place for it. And you do have to try to do your best to interest people, and you have to try to do your best to reach out and reach out along a broad as line as you possibly can. And I don't believe that in the current situation we're doing that.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's going to change, Dave, because one of the things I look at, and I'm not casting this as a negative. But the fact is in this country, with the news cycles and everything else that go on, and now we have a presidential campaign.
Stop. Stop a second. Okay. You know what you're doing? You're doing what, because you're conservative, I understand that, and that's great.
Right.
But a lot of conservatives always, one of the neocon, one of the over-the-top right-wing talking points is, boy, you liberals complain. You know what you're doing? You're whining and complaining. I mean, Steve, look, there's either two things you can do here, Steve. You can either attempt to do better and make better, or you can wage the argument and resign yourself to the fact that nothing in the world is going to change, and there's nothing that I can do about it, so let's go play golf and forget it. Now, which one do you choose, A or B?
Well, hang on. That's not what I'm saying. You're missing my point. One, I think to follow politics, to be knowledgeable on what's going on, is work. And a lot of people don't have the time to do that. Two, you're right. Part of the problem is nowadays in politics, it's usually mean and nasty. And people have too many things going on in their life, and they don't want to be involved in it. So, yeah, we can change that, but I don't have an answer for it. That's the problem.
Well, I do.
Well, I think part of it is things like right now. We're having a year-and-a-half-long election process for the next president of the United States. And what it amounts to is talking points and sound bites for a year and a half from the top candidates from each party. And there's, in most cases, little substance unless you take the time to go to their websites and read their position papers, or if they happen to be in a format where in a debate they can actually spend a little time talking about an issue, that is, if they actually answer the question, you know, people don't want to weed through that.
They don't have to weed through it. There's two ways to fix that. Okay, one way is to move to public financing of campaigns so that lobbyists and people who give money and then expect something in return are cut out of the picture, because you get what you pay for, and we want to get the best and the brightest, not the most well-heeled. That's number one. Number
right.
two, the media has got to live up to its responsibility to not only entertain but also to inform. And we don't demand any of that out of the media at the present time. And we need to start doing that. And if we move along those two lines, then we would perfectly be able, we'd be able to accomplish something here.
I think somewhat. But here's the problem, Jay.
Why is there always a problem? You know what? If you don't have a solution, listen, you just told me you don't have a solution. So, you know what? I understand. It's easy to sit on the phone and go, well, yeah, but here's the problem. Okay,
but
fine. If I'm wrong, then you tell me what the solution is.
Well, I think part of the problem is, and I don't know that I have a solution, but right now, every single time Hillary Clinton or Rudy Giuliani, for example, gets up and starts talking, okay, they're trying to formulate a message that is everything for everyone. Now, in the primary process, I understand that Hillary's going to deal more with her base, Rudy's going to deal more with his base. Then once the nominations come around and we know who the Democrat's going to be and who the Republican's going to be, then they broaden it up. It's not so much that they stick to their platform so much as they try and bring a little bit of their platform in, but mesh it into this big painting that everybody's going to look at and say, ah, it's a masterpiece.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And by the way, I think John Edwards speaks his mind and doesn't care where the chips fall.
Well, I would agree. Edwards is like that, but Edwards, I think Huckabee's like that on the right, but Edwards and Huckabee are not going to get the nomination.
Well, we don't know yet. You're going to have to wait and see.
Well, I don't think they will. But
well, maybe they won't, but you know what? You got to wait and see. But that's not an answer to the questions you're raising, and I gave you a couple of answers, and, you know, you're just sitting there like, well, that's not going to work. Let's try something, man.
But, Jay, I don't think that these guys are up there talking the way they talk because of lobbyists. I think if there was no lobbyists...
Oh, yeah,
there
they
was,
are.
Well, okay, so...
Oh, yeah, they are. Then you need to look closer into the process because, yeah, that's exactly why they fashion those messages.
Jay, those messages are fashioned for you and I's consumption, not for the lobbyists. Once they get in office, that's
right.
When the lobbyists
you know what?
Get what they want.
You know what? You need to read David Sirota's book. All right, I got to go. I love
you.
Goodbye. Read David Sirota's book. That's just one in a many long line of books. The Hostile Takeover of America. Hustle Takeover. Read it. You'll see what I'm talking about. 635, 35 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound I-25, watch out for a stall on the right shoulder near 88th. Otherwise, really nothing out of the ordinary. Westbound I-76 just filling in on the approach to I-25. Southbound 25, same thing through Thornton and North Glen, of course, and looks like we're all good on the Boulder Turnpike. No delays east or westbound. Weather outlook today, we'll have lots of sunshine this morning, maybe a late afternoon shower. A high of 88 expected today. Right now it's fair and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more...
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Colorado has a real chance to model for the nation the kind of healthcare the civilized world takes for granted. Publicly financed, private providers, market-driven, covering all essential health services. No paper, no hassle. Help this happen. Click healthcareforallcolorado.org and join the campaign. That's Healthcare for All Colorado.
Pep Boys has a very simple request to make of you through Labor Day. Stop at Pep Boys. Then you can stop your car in the manner to which you've become accustomed. With a quality pro-stop brake service by our ASE-certified technicians, just $79.99. Save $20 after mail-in rebate at Pep Boys. And if you see change as a good thing, how about a Pennzoil conventional oil change free when you apply for the Pep Boys credit card? So, quick review. Stop and change through Labor Day. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapahoe, Nevada in Centennial. Get all the details at denvernutcracker.com.
86, an 8-ounce Cool Whip is just 97 cents. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker. Auditions will be held Saturday, September 8th at 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast in various roles. Details at denvernutcracker.com.
Forerunner, number 7780, 36-month lease, 3,500 dues, zero security and approval. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle.
How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event. This week only, Go Toyota will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. Choose from over 1,200 new Toyotas, like an 07 4Runner for the payment of a RAV4. $339 a month. And you'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Come experience why Go Toyota is Colorado's number one Toyota store. Don't miss the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 and Arapahoe Road. Or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We were above, you were standing underneath us. We were mad, yeah, the lovers. Dragons were small, the movies were stinging.
Taste of the Dave Matthews Band this morning, 6:39, 39 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Side chance thunderstorms, high today 85. Sometimes I think I know who it is, and then I have to ask Turk to make sure. But Dave Matthews has a distinctive singing voice and a distinctive delivery, so I thought it was Dave Matthews, but I don't want to get on the radio and make a jerk out of myself by saying, oh, well, there's so-and-so. And you go like, that's not who that is. Jay Marvin doing valuable political and social outreach here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour, and I got carried away in the whole thing with Steve. And Steve, I love you, man, and I'm glad you call. And that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about not seeing eye to eye, but it doesn't mean that I don't love you, and I'm glad you called, and I hope you keep calling every single day. 303-713-7600 if anybody wants to jump in on this discussion that Steve kind of kicked off, really, about voting and about the voting public and about solutions to the problems that we find ourselves in. Not exactly really a sexy topic. I mean, I'd be better off probably discussing Senator Craig, and I'm not gay, but most people do think politics sucks. Most people do think politics is awful. And as I've said many times, we now live in a media environment. We now live in an environment where Steve's right in the respect that it's very easy now, more than ever before, to hide from it. And I get more and more people who say to me, boy, I just can't watch the TV anymore. I can't take looking at what's going on. I had somebody yesterday say to me, and this guy's a real positive thinker. Basically one of these guys who can smile his way through an S storm, if you get my drift. And he said to me yesterday, if you don't pick up the newspaper or turn on the TV and switch to the sports section, you've got to be crazy with everything that's going on. Because it's dark out there. And it's tough to generate hope, and it's tough to generate interest when you have a lot of people who are coming exactly from where Steve was talking about, which is they don't care because they don't believe that they can make a difference, and on top of that, they don't care because the information is so dark, and there's not a lot of promising stuff out there. But, of course, that also makes me want to ask this question. Hasn't it always been that way? Think about your entire life, depending on how old you are. Well, even if you're 25, think about this. Ever since you first became aware of the media, whether you watched television, cable TV, looked at the newspapers, and now, of course, we have the internet. But ever since you became aware of the media, has the news been predominantly good, or has it been predominantly bad? Are there good things happening in the world, but we don't ever hear about it, except an occasional highlight? Or are the majority of the stuff that goes on, is it bad? The majority of the stuff that goes on is bad. And every once in a while, you get a little positive highlight, and that's called, or they used to label that in the news industry as, a human interest story, or possibly a kicker, which you would put at the end of a newscast, which was, you know, your hilarious story about, or your odd story about the alligator that ate 500 cheeseburgers. But the rest of the time, most of what you get from the media is negative. And then there's extreme or fluff. John's right. Or then there's extreme examples of this, which we don't have too much anymore because the public's too sophisticated. But in the old days, you used to have a lot of this. And this is this idea of if it bleeds, it leads. So you'd turn on a television station to look at the local news, or you'd pick up the newspaper, and smashed across the headlines or on the tube were always robberies, rapes, murders, car crashes, ambulance runs, and then anything of real substance. Either it never appeared at all, or it was shoved to the back. So you had to wait to get to it, because they figured that the most exciting stuff they put on would hook you in to watching. But there are more and more people out there who are saying, you know, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to see it anymore. I don't want to hear about it anymore. And we go through that here. John and I go through it here. Don't you, John? Don't we both? We come in here some days and it's like, oh, man. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. In fact, we get irritated by it.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And some stories just don't go away. It's like, you know, when the Virginia Tech tragedy happened. I mean, you know, it dominated talk radio for, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an important story, but at some point it's like time to move on.
Yeah. You know, it's easy to get mad at the situation that's going on, regardless of where you politically stand. You're angry. That was happening. I mean, what do you think the anger level, 6:45, 45 minutes past the hour, what do you think the anger level is in this country? I mean, I'm rambling on here, really, and I'm not taking any calls, and that's okay, because I got a lot to say here, but which some of you may go, oh, my God, I'm going to NPR, this sucks, but or I'm going to KBCO. But what do you think the anger level is in this country? I think the anger level is pretty high. How about the frustration level? The frustration level is overwhelming. The frustration level is really huge out there. The challenge is to come along, is to have somebody come along and show leadership and inspire people and get back to the area where, yes, we can disagree, but we can work together and diffuse and stop all of the nastiness that's out there. And there's a ton of it. There's a ton of it. And it goes on every single day. And I have never understood, yeah, I used to understand this, but now I find myself having more and more trouble with it. This idea that because you disagree, you're the enemy. I mean, okay, fine. Get hot, get heated, okay, good. That's America. But then sit there and say, oh, this guy's or this woman's anti-American. They're stupid. They're... I mean, because we all have moments where we think that about other people. You think, oh, you know, that guy's really dumb. Hello, what is it about this that they don't get? I mean, I was talking yesterday again to somebody about the 25% that seem to hang with this administration no matter what happens. Now, is that because they honestly believe what's going on? Is it because they're getting their news from less than reliable sources like Fox, Newsmax and other things like that? I mean, is that where that's coming from? Or are they in a position where they really do not want to have to look you in the face and look you in the eyes and say, okay, yeah, I voted for George W. Bush, or I voted for so-and-so as a senator, or so-and-so as a congressman or congresswoman, or as mayor, or whatever the case is, and what I did was I voted for the wrong person. I made a mistake. Is that what it is? Is that what's propelling this? And this goes back to something that I've been focused in on ruminating about for a long time. I asked it yesterday. I'll ask it again. Aren't you amazed, just simply amazed, when you see somebody driving down the road and they have a Bush 04 sticker on their car? And have you ever noticed that you're not going to see that sticker on Jaguars? You're not going to see that sticker on really high-line BMWs? You're not going to see that sticker on Porsches? You're not going to see that sticker on Ferraris? You're not going to see that sticker on expensive Corvettes? You're not going to see it on expensive cars. What do you see those things on? What kind of cars usually have those?
Pickup trucks?
Pickup trucks? Middle, lower middle class vehicles. Wouldn't you be ashamed to have that on your car at this point? But I guess not. And I would love to pull one of those people over and really try to understand why they feel the way they do. How much of that is pride? Well, I'm not going to say I made a mistake and I'm going to be defiant. How much of that is really true belief? How can you believe anything that we're being told? Example is Iraq and the general accounting report that's out this morning, and we'll get into that coming up next hour. I don't know. Anybody got any ideas on this? 303-713-7600. I don't even know at this point, from rambling for so long, I don't know what the question is, other than the question would be, how do we talk to each other and pull everybody together? And why can't we get to a place in this country where you're not the enemy, you're just somebody who disagrees, but we're all Americans? I don't know. I don't know how to get to that place. And maybe it's along the same challenges of, yeah, we're black, white, Asian, Latino. We're gay, we're straight. We're Jewish, we're Christian. We're Muslim. But in the end, we're all Americans. Hey, man, just give peace a chance. Oh, no, that's that corny rhetoric from the 60s. That stuff's no good. Better way to look at it is, I've got mine. The hell with you. 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Excellent ride so far for us across the metro area. Just starting to get that heavier traffic now on the southbound side of 225 if you're anywhere between Colfax and Mississippi. Of course, downtown traffic is building up as well. Southbound I-25, I-70 to Spear. And we do have slower than usual traffic along your Thornton-Northland stretch. That's due to a stall on the right shoulder near 88th. We're seeing those backups now to 120th. Weather outlook today, it'll be a nice sunshiny morning with maybe a late afternoon shower. Looking for a high of 88 today. Tonight, some isolated evening storms with a low of 59. Right now, fair and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now buy an 07 Explorer or Expedition. You also get an 03 Focus. That's right.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Car qualifies. They also offer a tax-deductible receipt, and they'll pick up the car or boat at your convenience for free. They even provide all the needed paperwork, cash gifts, and free vacations on the spot. Call 888-76-DONATE. That's 888-76-DONATE. ACI also accepts cash, real estate, and all other donations. Call 888-76-DONATE. That's 888-76-DONATE. Your charity is priceless for funding the needed research ACI provides. Visit ACIDonations.org or call 888-76-DONATE today. Only ACI gives you the most for your donations. It's toll-free, 888-76-DONATE.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Computer Superheroes, The Orr Law Firm, plus empowerment coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Save up to 25% on your next decorating project at the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale. Hurry, sale ends September 3rd. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams.
Want low prices on back-to-school apparel? Head to Walmart. Hanes boys' underwear is just $3.82 for six. Girls' tees and leggings just $4. Get your hands on savings at Walmart. Save gas, save money, shop Walmart.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 85. You know, John Turk just brought up something really interesting in the midst of all of my gabbing here and not taking phone calls, but all my gabbing about the situation we're in and the situation we find ourselves in on a daily basis. And I was talking about the Bush 04 stickers, and Turk said to me, well, what about those of you who have Kerry Edwards stickers and have never taken them off your car? Are you doing that to more or less flip your fellow Americans the bone because they voted for George W. Bush, or are you too lazy to take them off your car? Turk maintains you're too lazy. I think he's wrong. Why do you say they're too lazy?
Well, I don't see it as an act of defiance as saying these guys should have won.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't. I just think it. You know, they put the sticker on in support of back in 03, 04, and now they're too lazy to grab a razor blade and go out to their car and scrape it off.
See, I disagree. I think it's an act of defiance.
Laziness.
No, it's a reminder that it's a reminder to fellow Americans that in their opinions, well, and in my opinion too, you cast the wrong vote.
What's worse, to have a sticker of a failed administration or a failed campaign?
A failed administration, because a failed administration does more damage than a failed campaign.
Yeah, it affects us more.
I mean, all right, let me ask you this honestly. Well, I know what your answer is going to be. I'd be shocked if anybody answered any other way. Okay, who would have made a better president, George W. Bush or John Kerry?
John Kerry.
Okay. I rest my case. And I'd love somebody to call me up and just tell me with a straight face they think George W. Bush would have made a better president because he hasn't made a better president. But I think people do it because they're being defiant. And there's a lot of bumper stickers that are like that, that are being defiant. Here's Ron in Denver. Ron, go.
Yeah, I keep mine on my car, and I've actually added more on to them. And I keep it on there purely as an act of defiance, too.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think it's absolutely an act of defiance. The latest one that I've seen that really cracks me up is the one that says something like, I never thought I'd miss Nixon.
Yeah. I mean, I do the same thing. My truck is full of bumper stickers that purposely, protesting the fact that, the wrong people got elected, and it's been like that for the last 8 years.
So you're not too lazy to take your Kerry Edwards sticker off. You're doing it out of defiance, right?
Yeah, I put my Kerry Edwards sticker on there before I added all the rest of them on there. And, while I was adding all the rest of them on there, making sure that they were all lined up nice and easy, or even it would have been easy for me to take that other one off, but I was, it wasn't going to happen.
All right, so you made my case. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it, man.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Well, two big phone calls this whole hour. What a magnanimous hour this was. No, maybe magnanimous isn't the right way. It's the right term. What a thrilling hour this was with only two phone calls. But coming up next, Bush is going back to the monetary well again for Iraq. And the GAO report is out. We'll talk about it. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try NuvaPrint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. NuvaPrint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, NuvaPrint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of NuvaPrint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Jim Crisul in Richmond, Virginia, reliving that horrible April day at Virginia Tech. The earlier and clearer the warning, the more chance an individual had of surviving. The pointed conclusion from a panel that investigated the Virginia Tech shootings, sharply rebuking school administrators for not acting quicker in warning people about the initial killings. The panel was appointed by Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, who spoke on the early show on CBS.
Immediately after the first shooting at the dorm where two students were tragically killed, there should have been a notice put out to the entire community.
Gunman Sungwi Jo's middle school teachers found signs of suicidal and homicidal thoughts in his writings after Columbine. The panel says the university failed to give Jo the help he needed. I'm Jim Crisul in Richmond, Virginia. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapan.
How are they doing? Not good, says a new report on the Iraqi government. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Bayer.
Frank, this failing grade comes from the General Accountability Office. The Congressional Watchdog Agency says the fledgling Iraqi government has missed all but three of the political and military benchmarks set by Congress. The White House calls them difficult mandates. The report comes at a crucial time in the Iraq war debate. Of course, next month, the administration's own Iraq status report is expected to claim some progress from the troop surge, Frank.
John McCain was the first to call for the resignation of Idaho Senator Larry Craig, but other Republicans have joined in. CBS News senior political analyst Jeff Greenfield says Republicans are afraid Craig's arrest over a men's room incident could cost them a crucial Senate seat.
It is a safe Republican seat, except if Larry Craig is on the ticket. That's why there's so much pressure for him to get out. The Democrats have a one-vote margin in the Senate. Republicans do not want to have put at risk any seat that should otherwise be safe for them.
California weather watchers are hot under the collar.
108 for Stockton, 106 for Modesto.
That could put California's power grid to the test. Grid spokesman Greg Fishman.
We understand it's hot outside. People want to use their air conditioning. That's fine. If they can set the thermostat a little bit higher, that will certainly help.
But the roof has fallen in on home builders. Car sales have hit a pothole, but there's fresh evidence the economy as a whole is more than holding its own. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Go figure. The government reports the economy grew at its strongest pace in more than a year during the spring. It's the things we don't hear so much about. International trade and business investment covering for the bad news on housing. But many experts say the summer financial market turmoil and credit crisis could throw a wet blanket on the economy during the second half of the year. Frank.
Salmonella has turned up in bags of fresh spinach from a California grower. Company spokesman Greg Larson says spinach shipped around the country is being called back.
We are aggressively moving to retrieve all of the product now in hopes of avoiding any potential consumer problems.
An E. coli outbreak last fall sickened more than 200 people. Three died. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 8 points. This is CBS News.
It's your walls and your ideas, your kitchen and your creativity, your garage and your vision. It's your home, from the small jobs that renew to more ambitious ideas that transform. At Ace Hardware, we're here to help you.
Come to your neighborhood Ace and start your project now for paint, plumbing, home organization, serious hardware, and great gadgets. Plus, a team of Ace folks to help you get just what you need to make your home beautiful.
Ace is your place, with everything for your home, plus expert advice and solutions that work for you. Ace, the helpful place.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A high school student who said she was told she wouldn't get her diploma unless she apologized for a commencement speech in which she mentioned Jesus has now filed a lawsuit saying her free speech rights were violated. School district contends its actions were constitutionally appropriate. Erica Corder was one of 15 valedictorians at Lewis Palmer High School 2 years ago. All were invited to speak for 30 seconds at the graduation ceremony. When it was her turn, she encouraged the audience to get to know Jesus Christ. She had not included those remarks during rehearsals. Colorado Secretary of State Mike Kaufman says he's sick and tired of waiting for the four vendors who supply electronic voting machines to Colorado to retest their equipment. Kaufman says all the information for state certification has to be submitted by the middle of November.
It's important to have a cutoff on this process
to give counties the ability to respond and get new equipment or lease equipment or whatever they need to do in the event that this equipment doesn't pass muster.
The electronic voting equipment was used in the 06 midterms only after a judge declined an injunction request by several plaintiffs who had sued the Secretary of State. And the wife of a man murdered last week during a Denver robbery at their tattoo parlor is now suspected of hiding drugs afterwards so the cops wouldn't think that murder was drug-related. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, with the exception of a hit-and-run crash that we have on eastbound I-70 near Brighton and a bit of a snag that we had on southbound I-25 near 88th, we're actually in pretty decent shape. Of course, that Thornton North Glen Drive is really starting to bog down now between 120th and 84th. Westbound I-76 heavier on their approach to I-25. And definitely on eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Weather outlook today, we'll have lots of sunshine, possibly a late afternoon shower, high of 88 expected, right now fair and 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a single transaction using your Supercard, you qualify for 10-cent 4x6 prints. See store for details. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, why is there a paint roller sticking out of my golf bag?
Maybe it's the paint fairy.
Really?
Yeah, maybe the paint fairy is telling you, long weekend, great time to spruce up the house.
Is the paint fairy going to grab a brush and help me?
If you ask nicely.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans and $20 off all 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint and stains by mail and rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yes, for me. In the spirit of Larry Craig, I just want to say I'm not gay. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 85. Jay Marvin with you. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from the Taste of Colorado on Labor Day. And I'll be there between 4 and 7 in the afternoon as Randy Rhodes takes the day off. If you want to know more about the Taste of Colorado, go to am760.net. All right, I want to get into Iraq, but I'm going to take one more call about the Kerry versus Bush stickers, and John Turk saying, well, these people do not take, maybe you don't take your Kerry Edwards sticker off because you're too lazy. I think it's an act of defiance. And I've been asking on the air now for I don't know how long. Aren't you amazed when you see people that have a Bush 04 sticker on? And listen, if you're conservative, you support the administration, hey, feel free to call at 303-713-7600 and tell us why you have that sticker on the back. Here's Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
It's total defiance. I swore they stole the last election that I was not taking that sticker off until I put the next Democratic presidential election sticker on my car. That's when I'll scrape Kerry Edwards off. And, you know, honestly, every time I see some stupid person that is still got a Bush sticker on, it's not laziness on their part either. It's that they still agree with him and they still support him and they still think he's just peachy. And honestly, I drive ahead of them just so that they can see my sticker.
How? How can anybody support him? Support
them? Because they're stupid. They're brainwashed.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're weak. They're weak people.
No, I don't. You know,
how could you support after everything that's come out, everything that these people have done, all the criminal behavior that these people have had? How can anybody support these people? They're brainwashed. They're weak.
I don't know because I remember in the time of Nixon going way, way back, he had people who supported him. I remember being angry at them. These days I'm not angry. I'm just amazed. I'm just stumped. That's why I keep bringing it up every single day. That's why I keep bringing it up every 5 minutes because I just absolutely cannot, as much as I work it around in my small brain, I cannot get an answer as to how anyone, right, left, in the middle, or whatever, thinks that the country could possibly, in any way, shape, or form, be on the right track.
Well, you know, they are, the very small percentage of people are so religious zealot that they can't even see anything else. Or they're so stubborn that maybe in their heart they know it's wrong, and maybe in their heart they know he's bad and he's corrupt and he's a liar, but they're like him. They can't admit they've made a mistake.
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to teach, do a better job of teaching our kids that there's nothing wrong with stepping up and saying you made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, Dana, thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Okay, if I don't get control of this show and get back on track here where we're supposed to be going, this is going to be going. This is going to be heading into the books as another disaster, which I lost total and complete control of the show on Monday. Or no, it was Tuesday, I guess I lost total and complete control of the show. And it's like, and I hate to use a sports metaphor because I'm not a sports fan, but it's like a pitcher who gets up there right on the mound and can't control his fastball. What are you laughing at, John?
You can't command your fastball?
I can't, yeah. I remember that from being a kid. Ooh, Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax, they can't control their delivery. All right. So I'm going to grab control here of this thing. Let me give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. Now, we can nip this one in the bud, I think, or at least we can start applying the pressure now. I already sent emails. We put in a request for Congressman Udall to come on the program, but he's busy, and so hopefully we'll get him next week. And so is Congressman Perlmutter. He's also busy. We did not try Diana to get him. Maybe we should. And we just had Senator Salazar on, but maybe we should call him back and see what he has to say about this. You know, what I'd really like to do is I'd like to get him Wayne Allard on. I'd like to get him to justify this for me because I know which way he's going to vote already. As you know, the Petraeus report is due out about Iraq coming up this coming month. And you know what it's going to say, that we made progress, because the White House will doctor the damn thing. But there's an article today in the New York Times, the Washington Post, also the Associated Press carries it, that a report finds little progress on Iraqi goals, the GOA draft at odds with the White House. Iraq has failed to meet all but three of the 18 congressionally mandated benchmarks for political and military progress, according to a draft from the Government Accountability Office report. The document questioned whether some aspects of a more positive assessment by the White House last month adequately reflect a range of views the GAO found within the administration. The strikingly negative GAO draft, which will be delivered to Congress in the final form next Tuesday, I believe, comes as the White House prepares to deliver its own new benchmark report in the second week of September, along with congressional testimony from Army General David H. Petraeus, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, and Ambassador Ryan C. Crocker. They are expected to describe significant security improvements and offer at least some promise for political reconciliation in Iraq. The draft provides a stark assessment of the tactical effects of the current U.S.-led counteroffensive to secure Baghdad. While the Baghdad security plan was intended to reduce sectarian violence, U.S. agencies differ on whether such violence has been reduced at states. This is a GAO report. While there have been fewer attacks against U.S. forces, it notes the number of attacks against Iraqi civilians remains unchanged. It also finds that the capabilities of Iraqi security forces have not improved. Overall, the report concludes, key legislation has not been passed, violence remains high, and it's unclear whether the Iraqi government will spend $10 billion in reconstruction funds as promised. While it makes no policy recommendations, the draft suggests the future administration assessments would be more useful if they backed up their judgments with more details and provided data on a broader measure of violence from all relevant U.S. agencies. Now, this is a 60-page draft report. Okay, so what the GAO here is basically saying is that the administration is not leveling with us, and that there has been no, on all of the benchmarks, only three out of the 18 has the Iraqi government failed to meet. They've met three out of the 18. Now, here's what we hear. This is the conventional political rhetoric that we get all the time. Okay, fine. Take any program you want, and you got to look at Iraq as being a program because it's funded by you and me, and or you and I, and the taxpayers. And once again, this defies political logic in the sense that this is neither right nor left or in the middle. This is just common sense. Okay, here's what you usually get. What you usually get is, okay, we're cutting off the funds for that. We're not funding it anymore because it's a failure. And we don't do open-ended programs in this country. Well, at least we're not supposed to. And this is the constant rejoinder you keep hearing all the time. Cut this out, stop this, stop that, stop this. There's no proof that any of it works. Stop it, stop pouring tax money, stop blah, 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 blah. Okay, over and over again, right? Have we all heard that? Have we? Have we heard that at our dinner tables? Have we heard that amongst our relatives? Have we heard that amongst our friends? We have, haven't we? Haven't we heard that? I mean, that's... Most people say that. Most mainstream Americans, I think, say that. Okay, fine. You don't throw good money after bad. This was in the Washington Post yesterday. Listen to this. President Bush plans to ask Congress next month, which will be September, for up to $50 billion in additional funding for the war in Iraq. This is according to a White House official on Monday. A move that appears to reflect increasing administration confidence that it can fend off congressional calls for a rapid drawdown of U.S. forces. The request, which would come on top of about $460 billion in fiscal 2008 defense budget and $147 billion in a pending supplemental bill to fund the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, is expected to be announced after a congressional hearing scheduled for mid-September featuring the top two U.S. officials in Iraq, David Petraeus and Ryan Crocker. And they'll assess the state of the war and the effect of the new strategy the U.S. military has pursued. And the request is being prepared now in the belief that Congress will unlikely balk so soon after the hearing. The two officials will argue that there are promising developments in Iraq, but that they need more time to solidify the progress they have made. All right. Come on. You know what this is like? This is like... Let's go to a Broncos football game, or a Rockies baseball game, or the Avalanche, or the Nuggets, or whatever else you want to bring up as an example, and we'll pay to go, but we know what the outcome is. The outcome is that our team wins. I mean, come on. Now, we've been over this before. We were promised a report that dealt with the facts. And now what we're going to get is a doctored report from the White House. But what's even worse is now they want $50 billion more of our dollars. $50 billion more. How much do you think the Iraq War cost you and I a week? Take a guess. Do you know? It now exceeds $3 billion a week. The Pentagon has recently said that the cost of the Iraq War has surpassed $330 billion, while the war in Afghanistan has cost $78 billion. Now, is there anybody out there, including conservatives, including independents? Is there anybody out there, anybody, within the sound of my voice? Hello? Bueller? Bueller? Is there anybody out there who thinks that this is worth the American lives that we have lost, that it's worth the $3 billion a week, that it's worth the $330 billion we've spent, and now George W. Bush and this administration wants to go back and ask for $50 billion more dollars. You know, we celebrated the anniversary of Katrina. Is New Orleans rebuilt? No. Okay, who's getting this money? Where's it going? Is there anybody out there that thinks this is right? Is there anybody out there that thinks that this is okay? Now, as far as talk shows go, not going to be a whole hell of a lot of you out there that are going to disagree with me. because that's the nucleus of the people who listen to this radio station. And maybe there's a few people out there who consider themselves to be conservative or members of the GOP, and they're stumbling down the dial, the frequency, the spectrum, or they like to listen because they like to hear the other side, or they like to be irritated, or whatever the case is. But the majority of you are going to sit there on your half moons, not say a damn thing. And the reason you're not going to say anything is because you're nodding your head and going, yeah, Jay, I agree with you. Well, you know what I want to hear from you? I want to hear from you what you intend to do about it. I want to hear from you how you feel about this. I am just absolutely set back here and not manufacturing anger because I'm not angry, like screaming angry. But I'm frustrated beyond high heavens. What is this deal where the administration, they're going to propose that they want $50 billion more dollars and then they believe that they can fend off anything going on in Congress? We ought to be flooding Wayne Allard's office. We ought to be flooding Ken Salazar's office. We ought to be flooding our congresspeople's office saying no to the $50 billion. 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 And I could just keep saying it on and on again. I don't care how many music beds John Turk plays. No to the $50 million. No. And you know what? If you think yes, then you call me and tell me why there's a reason for doing it. And I'm scared to death that, yeah, the Democrats are going to buckle, that they're going to go, well, okay, yeah, we'll do this. Because they're going to leave the troops out in the dark. You know what? Even if we cut the money off, they wouldn't be left there with nothing. That's a false argument. Whew. Man. 303-713-7600. You want to join in? You want to join in? Because I guarantee you something. I'll tell you. We're sitting over here on right-wing radio. We're sitting here, we're dealing with conservatives. You're a conservative. If I stepped up to you and said, I want to launch a social program and I need $50 billion more dollars, and by the way, the social program has cost $330 billion and still climbing, what would you say? Welfare state, Cadillac queens, Cadillac welfare queens, get off the dole, get off the teat. That's what you'd be screaming, wouldn't you? You would be, wouldn't you? And there's some justification to that. Oh, God, I can't believe we're in this again. And today's the 30th, so we're going to get close. Yeah, 722-20.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all.
Failed strategy in Iraq, and throwing money away is something that most of us don't want to do. And you don't want to do that when it comes to an automobile either. And that's one of the reasons why I talk a lot about Rockies, because they have great deals, and you're not throwing your money away, and on top of that, you're getting treated the way you should. Now, if you're looking for a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive for wintertime, Now's the time to get out to Rockies. They've got a huge selection, one of the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. I'm talking SUVs. I'm talking cars. I'm talking anything you can think of. They've got it. One of the largest selections in all of Colorado. Great financing options, plus the matching down incentive, which helps out. And you can see the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. Go to the internets or get out there and see them in person. Ask for my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato. I didn't bring up Freddie's name last time. Julia. There's just a ton of great people working out there. Colby Harris, a ton of great people working out there to help you out. And as I said, you can check out their inventory online or get out there. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Friday until 9. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Is Rockies hours, convenient hours, too. And they will be open on Labor Day. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
When the temperature's rising, prices are falling at Walmart, where you can save even more. Get 16-ounce Nabisco Newtons and Nutter Butter Cookies for $2.50. Catch the falling prices at Walmart today.
Save up to 25% on your next decorating project at the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale. Hurry, sale ends September 3rd. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break!
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Little Nirvana.
What else should I be?
27 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 85. Talking about Bush wanting to give. He wants $50 billion more. The leadership of this country wants $50 billion more for the Iraq War. I only could assume that the GOP would stand behind this. Meanwhile, the GAO report that's out finds little or no progress on Iraqi goals. $50 billion. The war has now gone over $330 billion. Please justify this to me. And I got a grand total here on the board of two big whopping phone calls on this. So I guess there's only three of us that are upset about this. And as I said before, I raised the issue, and most of you will go, yeah. Well, maybe we need a little bit more than yeah. Let's talk to Mark in Aurora. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Okay.
I liked your analogy of pain to go to the game when you already know the out. I think a piece that you missed there is the fact that we haven't already paid for that game for 6 years. Now we're being asked to pay again.
Yeah, that's right. We're on the credit card. We're running up money like there's no tomorrow. And I had some guy send me an email basically attacking Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal. And it was one of these things where they were circulating it around. And basically what it is an attack on Social Security. And they were circulating it around all their friends. And I replied back, and I said, you know, listen, when it comes to economics, if I were you, I'd be very careful about what I bring up. Because how deep are we in the hole? And look at all the money I've paid for Iraq. And what have I gotten back out of it?
Well, what happened to pay-as-you-go? Wasn't that the big mantra a few years back?
Well, they dismantled it. They stopped it.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't live up to it.
I mean, what do we get? You know what? Okay, the lives are bad. The loss of the lives are terrible. The loss of the lives are foremost. But there's some people, you can't appeal to them any other way than through their pocketbook, through their bank account. Okay, can somebody call us and tell us at 303-713-7600, GOP outreach. No, really. I'll keep one line open. GOP outreach. What are we, Mark, myself, what are we getting for our money here in Iraq? Can anybody tell us what we're getting?
Well, we're not getting anything but the hard one up the backside. But my question is, where were all these people back in the 70s when we were all trying to get out of the Vietnam War and protesting all this stuff, why aren't they doing that today? And where were these people who are making these awful decisions now again when we watched this all go down 30, 40 years ago?
Well, first of all, they weren't involved. Second of all of that stuff for a long period of time, starting in the middle 70s into the 80s, and then also moving in to the 90s and moving into the year 2000, all of that stuff was held in low regard with constant bashing and propaganda about out-of-control hippies with drugs, sex, and spitting on Vietnam veterans, and all of the good and positive idea, positive ideas, which is you don't intervene in other countries' problems unless you absolutely have to, and that we are not very good at nation building. All that stuff has been flushed away. It's all gone. It's like all these people, okay, you know what it is? It's all these people my age sat around, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. They all got loaded. They all had sex with their girlfriends, and their girlfriends had sex with their boyfriends, and we all took drugs, and it was Woodstock peace and love, and yeah, and all that. And then it's like the year 2007, 2006, 2005, and suddenly it's like, boom, that stuff's all stupid. Now we're growing up, and this is the way to go.
Seems like the same thing all over again.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And if I sound really worked up, I am. Because you know what, man? This is senseless.
Man, I lived through this stuff when I was in high school and college, and now we're
right.
Doing it again. I don't understand the point of it.
I don't get it either. I want somebody to tell us what we're getting out of this. What are we getting out of this?
I'd love to know.
Yeah, I would too. Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, one line open, GOP outreach line at 303-713-7600. 713-WGOP. I'm waiting for some good patriotic American to call me and tell me, what are we getting out of this money? The lives part is bad, but what about money? Dave in Longmont. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You know, you guys were just saying, why is this so senseless? And what's going on here? And we're repeating the same thing we went through in the 60s. And I was part of that, too. And I demonstrated in the streets, and I refused the war. And I wrote my congressman then, and I took the opportunity to go to prison. And I said, well, screw you guys. If you're going to send me to prison, I'm still not going. The truth of the matter is, it seems, and what's going on here is power. Power combined with ego makes up this material world. And we've got men in power, and their power just overwhelms the millions of the rest of us. And we are so frustrated because I called to tell you that I was going to meet you at Wayne Allard's office, and Ken Salazar's office, today. I'll be there. I'll show up anytime you get off. We'll all go down there.
I can't do it today. We'll do it next week. I'm really seriously thinking about putting something together along the lines of broadcasting outside of Wayne Allard's office and asking people to come down. But I can't do it. I can't do it, though, on this short notice of today. I've got to go to the dentist, unfortunately.
Right. All right. Well, whenever you broadcast that we're gonna come down there, I'll be there. And I bet you there's a score of us, at least, if not 100 of us, that'll show up. But, you know, we are frustrated, too, out here. We listen to you every day, and you keep our sanity. But the truth is, these people have overwhelming power, and they really don't give a damn about us. And we have to show up and take our licks by being there in the office day after day, maybe. But at the same time, I will say this, being a Buddhist, this is the confusion of our world, and power will always destroy us. So is there another way? Is there some other way that we can cope with these situations in which we have given men, ego-oriented men, this much power? I think we need a new type of government, but it's not going to happen today or tomorrow.
Well, we don't need a new type of government. What we need is we just need citizen involvement.
Well, they don't let us get involved.
That's not true.
They label us.
Wait, no, that's not true. What do you mean they don't let you get involved?
Well, if I get involved, I get labeled, just like you were commenting to the last gentleman.
So what? What do you care if somebody gives you a label? What do you care? Does that hurt your feelings?
Well, no, it's not that. The point is that I'm disregarded by the media as having any sort of valid point of view. If I show up at
individually,
Wayne
individually, it's tough. Collectively, it's possible.
Well, I'm there. I mean, I'll show up, and we'll try it again. You know, I want to believe.
Well, I don't think we tried it the first time.
Well, I was in the street frequently. And, you know, because there was a draft, so many more people felt a vested interest in stopping the war in Vietnam. Nowadays, I think because there isn't a draft, there's very, you know, not that many people are affected. We print money. Everybody's realizing that we just print these billions of dollars. They're not backed by anything. So they're going, well, what does it matter? We'll just print more. And... But I do want to show up. I do want to put my
body
out there.
All right, all right. We'll let you know.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Jay, for what you do.
You got it, pal. I mean, I don't know how we have to make a difference. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to do. Now, what I got to do is I got to go to the powers that be here and get permission to do this. Get permission to do it from there. I just can't commit to going and doing it. I'm not copping out, but you got to go through channels. So I want to make that clear. All right, more of your calls coming up. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. I've had a new crash, this one off the highway, Arapahoe at Peoria in the Centennial area. Still dealing with that motorcycle crash on Highway 7 at Sheridan. If you're up in Broomfield and eastbound I-70, still bogging down between I-25 and York. That was due to a hit-and-run crash right near Brighton. Weather outlook today, it'll be a beautiful day, lots of sunshine.
Shocking savings at Pep Boys through Labor Day. The kind of savings that'll have you strutting your automotive stuff. Here's the deal. At Pep Boys, get $20 off the installation of four Monroe shocks and $40 off the installation of four Monroe struts. And hey, if your engine light is on, our ASE certified technicians will run a check engine light diagnostic test free with any repair service. It's all good, it's all now, and it's all gone if you don't get to a Pep Boys before Labor Day. Oh, and bring your car. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapahoe and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at denvernutcracker.com.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
Dollars or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of eight costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. When was the last time anyone offered to buy your car? At Go Automotive Group, we do it every day. In fact, we'll buy your car whether you buy ours or not. Simply stop by any of our 17 Go showrooms for your quick and easy appraisal. Then shop Colorado's largest selection of new and used cars and trucks. Over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissan, Toyotas, and more. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll see your trade-in value up front. Go sells thousands of cars and trucks every month, so we need to buy thousands back. Why not yours? Go will buy your car whether you buy ours or not. For your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 Go showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. light screen. Go! You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Wait until the war is over and we're both a little older. The unknown soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television, children fear. Unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head. And it's all over for the unknown soldier.
Let me see. You have the Secretary of Defense, you have the Vice President, you have the President. How many funerals have these guys gone to? Hmm. 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with a slight chance of thundershowers. High today, 85. The GAO report on Iraq has been leaked. And the General Accounting Office, the General Accountability Office, finds that Iraq has failed to meet all but three of the 18 congressional mandated benchmarks of political and military progress, but the Bush administration plans to give us this doctored report from Petraeus, and they are so confident that the American public and members of their own party and even Democrats will buy this that they are planning to go after the report's release and ask for $50 billion in additional funding, feeling that they can fend off congressional calls for a rapid drawdown of U.S. forces. We now have so far spent $330 billion in climbing in Iraq. We are spending approximately $3 billion a week. $3 billion a week. And I know that the loss of lives are tragic, and I'm not questioning that, but I'm also asking, okay, what are we getting for our money here? And I've still got my GOP outreach line open at 303-713-7600, line number 4 designated as the GOP outreach line. If you're conservative, if you're a supporter of this misguided affair in Iraq, if you're into any of that and you want to defend this, well, actually, what I want you to do is just answer the question. What are we getting for our money? What's the return? Because after all, you know, those of us that are left of center, I mean, we're irrational, we're free spenders, and we don't mind throwing money out the window. And you guys who are on the right, and I mean this with all due respect, you consider yourselves to be adults, grown-ups, and fiscally prudent, and I just want to know what the investment back is, and please don't tell me that we're getting freedom of the Iraqi people, because that's not true. The level of Iraqi violence, the level of violence that's going on in that country is as high or higher than it's ever been. The infrastructure of the country is a mess. That's not living under freedom if you're scared to walk across the street. They can't even go to the morgue there to claim their loved ones because they're scared they'll get killed when they're at the morgue. So I'm still, you know, the GOP outreach line is open and available to any and all patriots. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Wanted to let you know, first of all, I do agree with Edwards. I'm with you in that. I hope everybody really starts looking at all the different Democratic candidates and what they're truly saying about health care and tariffs and labor unions and just everything. And I think that they will agree that Edwards is kind of in the middle, and I think the best guy. But anyway, as far as the funding, I spent the last couple weeks composing a two-page letter that I'm sending off to my representatives, plus Nancy Pelosi and Senator Reid. And I am getting really, really worried that now, especially that he's asking for more money, that Iraq is not the target now. It is Iran. And he wants the money to continue to build up so he can go into Iran.
Well, that money he's asking for is earmarked for Iraq.
Right, but what he's done just within this week is really declared war against Iran. He basically has given his commanders authority to go after any Iranians that come into Iraq. And this is all the same stuff that he did before we went into Iraq. It's the same old, same old. And so, anyway, within the letter, I talked about Iraq and how they need to start. It is time to draw the line and stop this president, or bombs are going to be dropping. And,
I go back to what I said before. What are we getting for our money here?
We're not.
What are we getting for the $3 billion a week?
We're not. Bush is getting what he wants. He wants the Middle East to be such a mess that we can't get out of it. Corderon, just the other day, who has connections not only within the military, but...
Okay, and I've had people on like that, too, but I want to stay focused on this. I want to stay focused on the $50 billion that he's asking for, because he believes that he can... The administration and the GOP believes that and this is where the answer lies. It lies with the GOP. They believe that they can get away with this, that they can fend off congressional calls for a rapid drawdown of U.S. forces. And my question, my feeling is here is what we're. So what's going to happen here is that the GOP and Democrats are going to sign on to the idea that not only are we losing lives, but also that we're going to throw another $50 billion down the hole, plus all the rest of the money. So we're well over $330 billion now. Mm-hmm. I mean, at what point do we stop all of this insanity?
I'm with you, Jay. I'm with you. And that's why I say, you know, I don't email anymore, because I think they're getting so many emails, you know, that they have no effect anymore.
Well, I don't think they're getting enough. I think we should double our efforts.
And I call, and now I'm also writing letters, and I just, you know, I'm with you. I think if people don't stand up and really start, you know, telling the Democratic people or the Democratic representatives that they have to keep pushing. I don't care how many bills get vetoed. I don't care how many times it comes back to them, that they have to stand their ground. If they don't, this is just going to escalate. Bush is not going to stop himself. He's on some kind of religious thing. I don't know what
is. You know what? I think
he's crazy, and he's going to keep going until we stop him. And the way it's looking, Congress isn't going to stop him.
I think it's not only that. I think it's the whole GOP is nuts. I mean, they've got to be nuts to endorse this. Carol, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye. Yeah, GOP outreach line still open at 303-713-7600. What, I can't find any conservatives out there? Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Pat.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I've got a brainstorm. How could you guys put together a petition that we could all access and that we could all sign online and then deliver to all of our representatives and senators in Colorado, basically saying, A, no more money, B, end this war, C, if you don't want to play this way, don't count on going back to Washington after your term runs out.
I'm not so sure that's a good idea, because then what they'll do is they'll pin it off. They'll pass it off as being a media stunt. But if everybody got together and just did it and redoubled all of our efforts in sending email and redoubled all our efforts in phone calls, and we cause enough ruckus and talk to enough people about this, we might have a chance of getting it stopped.
Well, and then that's fine. My only concern is, and I was telling John, I send emails all the time. I don't even hear back from these people anymore.
Well, keep sending them.
And I've been sending them since 2000. No war, no this, no that. Don't do this, don't do that. I go to Pelosi, I go to Ted Kennedy. You get nothing. And they continue. I think they have to be afraid that they're not going to get reelected, that we will hit them at the ballot box. And the other thing I think we have to impress on these people, and the gal before me kind of triggered this in my mind, we've got to impeach this guy. And whether or not we convict him, that isn't the issue to me. The issue is, his ego. For him to have be brought up in charges of high crimes and misdemeanors, that will hit him so hard he will not know what to do, because it's all about ego for him.
Well, I don't know. I think the only thing to do is we just have to put the nose to the grindstone and lean.
Yeah.
That's all we can do, and we got to keep doing it, and we got to keep it out there in the forefront. And I don't care where you are politically aligned. This just makes no sense whatsoever. Right. Pat, thanks.
Jay, one more thing.
I got to run. I got to get traffic.
Okay, Jay, bye.
I appreciate it. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're struggling now along the southbound lanes of 225 if you're headed into the Tech Center area. We've had a two-car crash. It is out of traffic. It's off on the right shoulder near Yosemite, but we're definitely seeing that bogged down between Parker and I-25. Eastbound I-70, heavier still between I-25 and York from an earlier crash, and we've got a lot of traffic now on the northbound side of I-25 between the Washington Street Bridge and Alameda. Weather outlook today, it'll be a beautiful day. We should have lots of sunshine, warmer with a high of 88. Tonight we'll get some of those isolated evening storms and go down to a low of 59. Right now, beautiful morning, 60 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your future arrives September 6th. The E3 Job Fair is where you can connect with over 120 great...
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Want a tip on how to stretch your back-to-school budget? Shop Walmart. Get kids' basic apparel, T-shirts, and underwear for $5 or less. Even girls' George polos and pants are only $5. Basically, Walmart means saving for back-to-school.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to 4 times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule, whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Welcome to Lowe's, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I'm going back and forth about redoing my floors over Labor Day, and I just wish there was something that could help me decide.
How does not paying for 12 months sound?
That'll do it.
That's right. Just put $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months on anything in the store.
Hey, hon. I see you've decided to redo the floors. What finally convinced you?
We don't pay a penny for 12 months.
That'll do it.
So if you're looking to take on that one last summer project, or just take advantage of some really great offers, Lowe's Big Labor Day event is the place for you. Now through Monday, take 10% off all major appliances, $397 or more, and 20% off all special order flooring, including tile, wood, carpet, laminate, vinyl, and area rugs. So come on down to Lowe's Big Labor Day event and save big. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Sears Book, Chapter 11, The Labor Day Sale. While resting in a hammock in his backyard, Mr. Stone thought, I should start on Mrs. Stone's honey-do list. He'd already gone to Sears earlier that morning to get a Craftsman cordless drill and a Craftsman mechanics tool set, all on sale. Of course, starting on the list meant getting out of the hammock, and that, Mr. Stone thought, was already going to be a lot of labor. Craftsman tools plus all brand-name tires like Goodyear and Michelin are now on sale. Sears, where it begins.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9307.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Hughes Irrigation, the Orr Law Firm, and Faith Rinoli of Heart and Home Healing.com. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So I've tried for more than an hour now to get somebody to step forward who is right-wing or is a member of the GOP to answer the question about what have the American people gotten for the $330 billion we've spent so far on Iraq and the $50 billion now more that the administration wants in light of the GAO report, which indicates the Iraqi government is a failure and that we're not making any progress over there. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tucker Carlson of MSNBC, hey, he thinks that if a man comes on to you and you're a man, it's okay to beat the crap out of him. We'll talk about that coming up. Here's Jeff in Boulder. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Yes, sir. Well, we got the finest embassy in the world to cover a six football field. That's quite an embassy. Plus, we've got some brand new bases in Iraq, which we got for money. Plus, we got the dollar propped up from collapse. And then
I don't think Iraq is propping the dollar up from collapse. I have to disagree with you there.
Well, it is indirectly by the higher oil prices and. Because the currency of the planet really is oil, and because oil is traded in dollars, the higher oil prices
create. Right, but you realize the oil companies don't buy on the spot market.
Yeah, I understand. But
they buy stuff they've already contracted to acquire.
It creates an artificial demand for dollars, which indirectly props up the dollar.
Well. Okay, well, you know what? I don't agree with that, but that's okay.
Okay. And Ron Paul, the whole Democratic-Republican thing, there's only one party in power currently, and the Democrats, just as spineless as the Republicans. And if you can get Ron Paul on as an interview, I think
Yeah, I bet you I'd enjoy that, wouldn't I? Well, you know what? We're trying to get Ron Paul on. And to paint that broad of a picture, though, at times about those political parties, I don't think it's quite accurate. I think the GOP are cheerleaders and have not carried out what they should do, which is to provide oversight. I think there are a lot of Democrats who are scared to make the right move, but then there are some Democrats out there who are interested in making the right moves. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Tucker Carlson about how to handle a gay come-on next.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles.
How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go 120% trade-in events. This week only, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what the book says your trade-in's worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. Light screen. Go.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. That terrible April day on the Virginia Tech campus. A report out this morning says school officials could have done more to minimize the carnage. CBS's Jim Krasula has the story from Richmond, Virginia.
The report says Virginia Tech administrators waited too long to warn students and faculty about the first shootings, and that delay likely cost more lives. Virginia Tech is also criticized for not helping the mentally troubled student gunman. Virginia Governor Tim Kaine on CBS's The Early Show.
The university knew of his SAT score and his GPA, but not they didn't know of his problems.
Celeste Peterson is the mother of slain freshman Aaron Peterson.
The report doesn't bring me anything. You know, my child is dead. My family is shattered.
Peterson thinks Virginia Tech's president and police chief should be fired. The governor disagrees. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Richmond, Virginia.
A recent court ruling could make it easier to find out how skillful your doctor is. CBS's Steve Kathan is on the Health Watch.
This ruling by a federal judge effectively opens up the Medicare database that could show how often a doctor performs a specific procedure, what the success rate is, and whether or not unnecessary tests are ordered. Doctors worry the information might be misused or misunderstood and could violate their privacy by revealing, for instance, how much they make. The group Consumers Checkbook brought the case, and the Bush administration's considering an appeal. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
That's the sound of the emergency locators going off as Boston firefighters are doing battle with last night's four-alarm blaze in a Chinese restaurant. The flames killed two firemen and critically injured two others.
It was really crazy. I mean, it was like, it seemed like it was halfway in the street. I've never seen anything like it. It was huge.
Eyewitness Brian Strickland. Will he or won't he? Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto claims President Musharraf has agreed to resign as army chief as part of a deal that would allow him to run for re-election and give her a chance for a political comeback. But a government spokesman says no such decision has been made. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Jerry Van Dyke says there's no telling what's going to happen.
The stakes are very high. The stakes are one or two things. One, there will be a dictatorship in 3 months. Two, there will be democracy.
The United States is pressing Musharraf to deliver democratic reforms and to step up efforts against al-Qaeda. Toys R Us is recalling wooden coloring cases because lead's been found in the ink on the outside packaging. The cases were made in China. Walmart is recalling defective $15 Chinese electric heaters that could catch fire. A government report shows that despite all the trouble with housing, the economy grew at a strong 4% annual rate in the second quarter. That's not doing much to cheer Wall Street. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down almost 70 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down a little more than 2. This is CBS News.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That will free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Every one must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A suspected gangbanger has turned himself in to the cops in Wheat Ridge. 26-year-old Manuelito Santisteban surrendered early this morning after being on the lam for more than a week. He's wanted for his involvement in a gang believed responsible for scores of crimes. Overseers of the New Life Church in the Spring say an email that founder Ted Haggard sent asking for donations while he was working at a Phoenix halfway house was inappropriate. They say the disgraced minister will not be doing any ministry He's going to look for a secular job instead. U.S. Department of Agriculture says Colorado-based Aurora Organic Dairy, one of the biggest organic milk producers in the country, is going to have to reduce its herd and give its cows more access to pasture land if they want to keep the name organic. And a University of Colorado singing group is agreeing to change its audition form after acknowledging that one of the questions may have been inappropriate. CU students trying out for a group called the Buffoons were asked several questions, one of which had to do with Monday's knife attack on campus. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We just have that slower traffic just about wherever you are now. That includes our northbound lanes of I-25 through the bridges. Of course, southbound I-25 still stacked up through Thornton and North Glen and definitely getting into downtown. We do have heavier traffic as well now on our westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, Sheridan to Church Ranch if you were Boulder bound, and we were still clearing a crash. Two cars on the right shoulder, southbound 225 near Yosemite. Weather outlook today, it'll be a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine, definitely warmer with a high of 88, possibly a late afternoon shower or two. Right now it's fair and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now buy an 07 Explorer or Expedition. You also get an 03 Focus. That's right. Buy any used 07 Explorer or Expedition and also get an 03 Focus. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, or online at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, why is there a paint roller sticking out of my golf bag?
Maybe it's the paint fairy.
Really?
Yeah, maybe the paint fairy is telling you, long weekend, great time to spruce up the house.
Is the paint fairy going to grab a brush and help me?
If you ask nicely.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans and $20 off all 5 gallon buckets of Behr paint and stains by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, going to be 85. 10% chance of any kind of thundershowers. All right, MSNBC's Tucker Carlson changes tune on bathroom assault story. Apparently what Carlson was saying the first time around was that if you go into a men's room and a guy comes onto you, it's perfectly okay to get a friend and go beat the crap out of him. Now, let's play Tucker Carlson talking to Joe Scarborough, having a hilarious laughing time about the whole Larry Craig thing. And then also, after that, we'll talk to Paul Waldman for Media Matters, and we'll get his take on it. But here's Tucker and Joe.
Let me be clear, Dan. I am not gay. I've never been gay. I overreacted and made a poor
decision. You love your wife, Tucker. Let me just say for the record, I mean, I am not gay either.
Let me put it this way. Whether he's gay or not actually is not our business, and I do think it's indefensible that the newspaper in Idaho spent a year interviewing 300 people to answer the question, is he gay? That's none of your business. Having sex in a public men's room is outrageous. It's also really common. I've been bothered in men's rooms. I think
really?
People do it. Yeah,
really?
You know what?
Hey,
let me
Dan,
just say.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah.
And hold on. Dan,
say,
I don't need to say government, but have you been bothered in public restrooms,
yeah.
Dan? Because I know I haven't.
I have. I got bothered in Georgetown Park
really?
When I was in high school. Yes.
Wow.
And let me just say, I think people should knock that off. I'm not anti-gay in the slightest, but that's really common in the gay rights groups ought to disavow that kind of crap because, you know, that actually does bother people who didn't ask for being bothered. So, yeah, I think it's outrageous that he did that. And also the specter of him getting up there and blaming other people is so Clintonian. You know, if he just said, I'm not going to talk about it, that's one thing.
And this notion.
He's really crazy.
Well, and this notion that he pled guilty and yet he's saying, oh, you know what? I never should have done that.
Well, it's the newspaper's fault.
Well, right. Well, it's the newspaper's, everyone's fault except his own. I mean, I've never heard of it. I mean, you're a U.S. senator, and you're thinking you're going to make it go away
but
by pleading guilty
though,
after you're busted in a public bathroom?
Hold on a second. You have Bill Clinton, who actually went out and did the same exact thing. He showed defiance. He said, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And he continued that line not only for months in the press, but then he went before a grand jury and said the same thing. And it, you know what? Here's the thing. It worked for Bill Clinton. His wife went on TV, and she blamed, remember the vast right-wing conspiracy that's been trying to take down her husband? I don't dredge this up to knock the Clintons. That is history, and it is a nasty part of our history, and I'm glad it's behind us. I just bring it up to say, you know what? Deny seems to work.
Yeah, and maybe it's also evidence in Larry Craig's case. I mean, you know, you just watch the press conference, and you see a man who's not in possession of himself. I mean, there's something, you know, I'm not a shrink, but there's clearly something wrong with Larry Craig. He appeared to believe it. This is a guy who's been accused repeatedly over the years of soliciting sex from men in bathrooms. So the chances that he's arrested for the same thing accidentally, but he's the unluckiest man, and he's Job?
Hey, Tucker,
do you know what I mean? It's insane.
Wait, was he the guy in Georgetown, Tucker?
Yeah. No, actually, I got that.
Yeah.
My point is, let me just say, actually,
Tucker, what did you do,
this,
by the way? What did you do when he did that?
I went back with someone I knew and grabbed the guy by the, you know, and grabbed him.
And did what?
Hit him against the skull with his head, actually. And then the cops came and arrested him. But let me say that I'm the least anti-gay right-winger you'll ever meet. But I do think doing this in men's rooms appears to be common. It's totally wrong, and they should knock it off. I mean that. I think I can't bring my son to the men's room at the park where he plays soccer because all these creepy guys hanging around in there. I actually think it's a problem. I'm sorry.
What a mess that was. All right, Paul, where do we want to start on what a mess this whole scenario is that Mr. Carlson has set up?
Well, after he said that and after we put it up on our website, people started to say, basically, excuse me, and want to know more about this story. What later happened was that Tucker Carlson released a statement through MSNBC, in which he kind of changed his story about this incident that happened when he was in high school. Now, what he says in the statement is that it was more of an assault than, what he originally said on the air was that he had been bothered. But the implication in the context of their discussion about Larry Craig was basically that someone came on to him. But what he says in the statement is that, and I can read it here to you, a man physically grabbed me in a men's room in Washington, D.C. I yelled, pulled away from him, and ran out of the room. 25 minutes later, a friend of mine and I returned to the men's room. The man was still there, presumably waiting to do to someone else what he had done to me. My friend and I seized the man and held him until a security guard arrived. So, the story has changed. First, he just said he was bothered, and then he went back with a friend and smashed the guy's head against the stall. And then the cops came and arrested him. Now, in the statement, he's saying that it was really more of an assault, that he was grabbed physically by the guy, and then he came back and seized the man and held him with his friend until a security guard, not the cops. So we don't really know. Obviously, there's a series of contradictions here. And, you know, it can run the gamut from Tucker Carlson being, as a high school student, being the victim of a, you know, genuinely frightening assault to him just engaging in an assault on somebody else for the crime of having made a sexual advance on him, which is essentially the whole kind of gay panic idea that we heard in the defense of the people who killed Matthew Shepard, that, you know, somebody coming on to you makes you so insane that you have to assault them. So we don't really know what really happened, and we were hoping that Carlson might talk about it on his show last night. There had been rumors that Dan Abrams on his show was gonna talk about it. Neither of those things happened. Neither of them brought it up on their shows last night. So at this point, we don't really know what happened when Tucker Carlson was in high school. I can tell you that given what's been going on from MSNBC, it does seem that they're a little bit concerned and nervous about this, and they're trying to tread carefully so as to minimize the trouble that they get in over it. A couple of gay organizations have issued press releases basically calling on him to clarify what actually happened and decrying the idea that somebody assaulting someone over an advance is something that people should be laughing about, and that a public figure like Tucker Carlson should admit without consequence if it actually happened. So things are a little unclear right now, and I hope that Tucker Carlson is going to clarify what exactly happened and what he exactly did.
Well, there's all kinds of inconsistencies in what's going on here. First of all, if they indeed went back and went after the guy that went after Tucker Carlson, yeah, the cops could arrest that guy, but they could also arrest Tucker for assault because two wrongs don't make a right, and you're not allowed, unless it's self-defense and you can prove that, you're not allowed to go back and attack somebody because they've come onto you or grabbed you or anything else. I mean, you can't I mean, you got to go get the cops, basically, is how I would think that the law would read. You can't sit there and, I mean, there would be an inquiry into that. So I'm sure there's a record of it somewhere, and Mr. Carlson could probably, you know, get that record and produce it for us to look at. Second of all, I love the thing in the beginning about how gay organizations ought to disavow this behavior of men in restrooms looking for gay sex. Well, what about straight organizations disavowing the idea that if a woman walks into a bar and 15 guys hit on her, that that's considered to be acceptable behavior?
Yeah, and I didn't hear any, you know, I didn't hear Tucker Carlson calling for any organizations to disavow, say, you know, David Vitter's behavior when he was found to have,
well, another example,
have gone to prostitutes. He's a Republican senator from Louisiana. You know, there are a whole bunch of questions around the Larry Craig thing that I think are worthy of discussion. You know, why was it necessary? You know, for all the I think a lot of people on the left look at Larry Craig and say, you know, you get what's coming to you if you are. As people suspect that he is, and he may or may not be a closeted gay man who is an ultra-conservative senator who's you know, voting for things like constitutional amendments against gay marriage and things like that, that he had it coming to be humiliated in this way. I think that's a sentiment that a lot of people feel. But at the same time, you know, the idea that people should be arrested for trying to set up trying to arrange an assignation in a bathroom is something that I think we can question. You know, should the cops have really been in there engaging in this kind of sting operation? Because it's not as though, again, you know, what Tucker Carlson is talking about and what happened to Larry Craig are two very different things. If you believe Tucker's latest story, then somebody really came onto him in an intimidating way and grabbed him, and it could have been a real sexual assault. Whereas what Craig is accused of doing in the bathroom is basically just trying to arrange a tryst by sending out some signals to someone. And we don't know if the ultimate tryst would have happened in the bathroom or somewhere else. There shouldn't seem to be anything illegal about that as long as it's not happening in a public place. But I think that it's given what at least the first time he went on the air, Tucker Carlson seems to have admitted to, I really think that it's necessary for him to go out and make a public explanation and to talk about what happened or didn't happen when he was in high school. Because, you know, the idea that this television host is going on and talking about essentially what sounds a lot like an incident of gay bashing, and then his two co-hosts there, Dan Abrams and Joe Scarborough, are all laughing about it. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they were laughing at the idea that Tucker Carlson would be engaged in a physical confrontation with anybody, and that was amusing to them, and they didn't really have time to think about what the implications were. You know, we don't want to condemn them without hearing more from them. But I certainly think that Tucker Carlson owes his viewers and everybody an explanation.
Yeah, I would agree. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul Weldman, Media Matters. MSNBC's Carlson changes tune on bathroom assault story. Plus, on top of that, how about Joe Scarborough bringing up the Clintons and or bringing up Bill Clinton and going, well, there's no difference. Well, yeah, wait a minute, there is. Mr. President Clinton, Bill Clinton, is accused basically of having oral sex in private, you know, in his office in the White House. And then, of course, we get into the whole thing about him saying he didn't and then testifying in front of a grand jury that he didn't and all of that.
Well, you know, I think, Jay, whenever there's a Republican sex scandal, no matter what the details are, that's the first thing out of the mouths of a lot of conservatives is, oh, well, it's just like Bill Clinton.
Clinton was in private, this was in public.
Exactly, and you know, they even made that, there were even people who brought up those comparisons when the Mark Foley scandal happened, when you had a guy who was making unwanted advances on underage boys, comparing that to a consensual affair that Bill Clinton had with an adult. So I think they're going to, you know, they're obviously, well, I mean, let's be kind to the Republicans for a moment. This has not been a very good couple of weeks or couple of months for them, and they're having one scandal after another. Some of them are involving sex, some of them are involving corruption, and they're their brand is really, really suffering, and you can't imagine that it's easy for a Republican to go up and try to come up with some argument that will make it seem not so bad.
But they do it nevertheless. Look, let me read you this email from this guy, and he sends me email quite often. Most of the time, I don't read it, but this one I happen to read, and I think this encapsulates it. I mean, listen to this. Jay, before you try to use the case against Senator Larry Craig as an example of your attack on Republican ethics, perhaps you should remember these notable Democrats. And he names them off. Durham District Attorney Mike Nifong, Democratic Representative William Jefferson, Massachusetts Democrat Representative Barney Frank, California Representative Gary Condit, former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, Senator Ted Kennedy, President Bill Clinton. All of them were involved in some scandal or controversy that was a hell of a lot more serious than playing footsie in a public restroom. The only difference is that Republicans are at least trying to get to the bottom of this incident, while Democrats have always tried to cover up or spin each issue. I'm sure if the media put Democrats under the same microscope, they would find even more skeletons in their closet. With that being said, I'm sure both of us can agree that the actions of a few do not reflect on the party's credibility, be it Democrat or Republican, right? Well, and this guy's name is Rich. Yeah, but Democrats do not spend an inordinate amount of time campaigning on divisive social issues and trying to pass themselves off as being more moral than anybody else, and it turns out that they're literally in trouble every 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think that is one of the reasons why these sorts of things are public issues. You know, when you have someone like David Vitter in Louisiana going on TV and putting his family in his ads and talking about his strong family values and essentially making a pitch to people saying, vote for me because of my stable family life and because I'm such an avatar of these kinds of strong family values, and then it turns out that he's going to prostitutes, well, you know, then he has been dishonest with the public about why they should elect him. So I think then it does matter, and they frankly are the party that makes a big part of their platform about telling you how you should live your private life, including your private sexual life.
Exactly, always. Always. So I think the lesson you learn from this is, and I would say to Rich and others, is, you know what, walk away from that kind of ridiculous politics, and you won't find yourself in this position.
Yeah, and I think that you know, in terms of some of the other things that have beset the Republicans, a lot of it was the kinds of corruption that have to do with the public trust, and a lot of it came out of abuse of the power that they held for 12 years in Congress. You know, so you had Bob Ney, who was basically taking bribes from Jack Abramoff, and he's now in jail for that. You had Duke Cunningham, a congressman from California, who is now in jail for taking bribes. You had Tom DeLay, who's under indictment right now in Texas, despite the fact that they never seem to mention that whenever they bring him on the cable news programs to talk about whatever's going on in Congress. That case is not yet settled, and that indictment is about his abuse of power. So those things aren't just, you know, private sexual or private matters that the press shouldn't be poking around about. You know, I think that a lot of Republicans and conservatives are trying to find some way to spin this away to say that we shouldn't be concerned or we shouldn't be looking at this or that what some Democrat did sometime in the past was worse. But it doesn't seem to me that the public is really buying that.
Well, somebody called up and said Tom DeLay supposedly did the same thing on this morning on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, brought up Barney Frank and all of that. Now, Tom DeLay, there's a guy who I would introduce as a character witness at any trial that I might have, who's got a felony indictment hanging, over his head. And so he's a credible source, so Matt Lauer goes to him.
Now, yeah, it's kind of strange that he's managed to almost rehabilitate himself. And
yes, he
now
has.
He's a source for the media, and he goes on to talk about what goes on in Congress and offer his expertise, despite the fact that he instituted a system within, as basically the leader of the Republicans in the House, that was intensely corrupt, if not in terms of violating the law, in its intent. I mean, they turned over the writing of legislation to people who had financial interest in that legislation. They put an open door for people like Jack Abramoff to come in and essentially buy influence. You know, there's that famous picture of him and Abramoff and a couple of other people playing golf in Scotland. That was the system underneath Tom DeLay's leadership in the Republican Congress, and that's a big part of the reason why they got thrown out.
Yeah, so Matt Lauer puts him on. That's pretty interesting. Back to Tucker Carlson. So where in the end is all this going to go? I mean, will it just die, or will more and more people step up to the plate and say, look, Tucker, bear in mind Tucker has no ratings, but will more and more people step up to the plate and go, look, Tucker, pony up? I mean, which was it, one or the other, or which is the true story? And what are you really saying here, that if somebody comes on to you, it's okay to beat the crap out of them? Or, I mean, what do you mean by all this?
I hope so. I hope that there's enough pressure on him to come out and basically clarify all this. You know, we are right now in a time of transition with regard to a lot of these attitudes, particularly about the place of gays and lesbians in our society. And, you know, 20 years ago when this incident was alleged to have happened, the idea that you would beat up somebody who made a pass at you wasn't uncommon. And the idea that the police would be, you know, making stings to try to catch gay people and arrest them for having sex wasn't all that uncommon either. And it still goes on to some degree, as we saw with Senator Craig. But those things are changing, and I think that everyone has a responsibility to look at their own histories, their own ideas, so that we can have a debate, hopefully, that helps us to move beyond that past that is that none of us are going to be too proud of when we have to, you know, explain to our kids what the world was like before they were born. So hopefully we can, you know, have some of that discussion about what people's attitudes are and what kind of things the police do and all of those things, so that we can help to move ourselves forward as a country. And we'll see if maybe, if we're lucky, Tucker Carlson can have some kind of positive impact on that. But we're still waiting.
You know, the weird thing about it is, even if I had done that when I was in high school, and I'm pretty much the type of person who tells all on the air, I would never get on and talk about having gone and gotten a friend to beat up some guy. I mean, you know, at the bottom line, I would say to Tucker, what, you puss? You can't do it yourself? You know, like 2-on-1? And I would never admit to that, because you hit somebody, that's assault.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that we've documented a lot in the last couple of months about Tucker Carlson is he seems to have a real obsession with manhood.
Yeah, he does.
And he's always accusing politicians of being insufficiently manly, and being wimpy and being wusses. That comes up a lot on his show. And this is an interesting thing to add to that.
You know, maybe he and Chris Matthews ought to consider, well, no, that would be a cheap shot. Well, they're both have like this man crush on people who are manly. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and that's it's one of the ways I think that Republicans benefit from some of the folks who host these shows. That as you put it, I think particularly with Matthews, he has these kind of man crushes on people like Giuliani and McCain, that he just goes on and on about how fantastically manly they are and how wonderfully appealing it is. You know, it's a kind of interesting window into their personal psychology and what sorts of politicians they're attracted to. But it's certainly something that benefits the Republicans, because it's usually their candidates who are the ones who are trying so hard to come across as manly. From people like Giuliani and Fred Thompson back to certainly our current president. And Ronald Reagan worked on that a lot. So that's a really important part of how Republicans run campaigns, is convincing people that their candidates are real men. And it has a welcome audience among people like Chris Matthews and Tucker Carlson.
Well, maybe they should pass out growth hormones at their campaign appearances.
That might not hurt.
Paul, thank you, man. You're the best.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. There's Paul Waldman for Media Matters. All right, you want to talk about Tucker Carlson and this sound clip, 303-713-7600. Why are these guys always hung up on this kind of stuff?
Well, I'm more of a man than you are. I went back and I beat the crap out of him.
Of course, I had to bring like 20 of my friends. No, in his case, bring a friend. All right, what is the deal with this? What is the deal with it? I mean, you and your friends talk like that?
I'll kick the crap out.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, do not want to go through the same thing you went through last winter, which is you want an all-wheel drive vehicle, you want a four-wheel drive vehicle. The place to go is Rockies Autos. Why go to Rockies? Why is Rockies so attractive? Well, number one, you will get treated with dignity and respect. Number two, there's always something there to fit anybody's bank account. What do I mean by that? Well, there's over 700 of the cleanest late model previously driven cars, trucks, SUVs, vans, minivans. They've got it all. Seriously, you got to use a golf cart to get around the collection of vehicles out there. They have the matching down incentive, which helps you out, and various ways to finance as well. You can check out the inventory at RockiesAutos.com or get out there in person. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 until 9, including Labor Day. They'll be open 9 until 9. So keep that in mind. And when you get out there, ask for the Alshear brothers, ask for Colby Harris, ask for any of my friends at Rocky, Spanky Herrera. They'll take care of you. They're good folks, and they really, really do work hard. Rocky's Autos, no better place to go. Check them out on the internet, or internets, at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there to 63rd and Federal.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, what's in the box?
A new Hunter ceiling fan.
Oh.
They're 20% off at the Home Depot.
Wow. Okay, where are you thinking of putting it?
Well, the ceiling. Oh, you mean what you're on?
Yeah.
Right now, save 20% off all Hunter ceiling fans and accessories at the Home Depot. Over 120 years of Hunter craftsmanship, and now 20% off. The Hunter End of Summer event, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through September 5th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial.
Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break!
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Actually, Tucker, what did you do, by the way? What did you do when he did that?
I went back with someone I knew and grabbed the guy by the, and grabbed him.
And did what?
Hit him against the skull with his head, actually.
Okay, so here's the thing, Bobby. I know you're like 16 and things happen. So if you go into a restroom or any place and a gay teenager, one of your friends in high school or whatever, comes on to you, get a friend and beat the crap out of them. That's what we ought to teach our kids, right? So there's Tucker Carlson's. All right, so should Tucker Carlson apologize for this? Well, maybe he shouldn't apologize for it. I mean, what do you make of this? Now, we've all been tempted to kick the crap out of somebody. Don't sit there and tell me that you haven't been tempted to kick the crap out of somebody, because we all have. And we've all mouthed it. So let's be human. But mouthing it is one thing, doing it is another. I mean, is this proper behavior? And even if you did think this or had this happen, would you say it on national television? What is this whole thing about manliness?
Yeah. So, you know what? I was in the men's room with the Taste of Colorado, and some guy put the eye on me. So I went and got my friends and kicked the crap out of them.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. 303-713-7600. Once again, GOP outreach line, 303-713-7600, line number 4, designated just for you, to call up and tell me why it is you guys have to seem to have some manly hang-up, and also whether you agree with Tucker Carlson. Is it okay to beat up people who you suspect of being queer, particularly if they're hitting on you? Oh, what about guys who hit on women? All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. Let's get traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with that two-car crash southbound 225 right near Yosemite. So just be aware of that if you're trying to head through the DTC. It is a little sluggish between Parker down to I-25, more than usual, actually. Eastbound C-470, heavier still through Littleton, Wadsworth to Santa Fe, and looks like we're still stacked up on the southbound side of I-25 through Thornton or North Glen and again into downtown. Weather outlook today should be a sunshiny day with maybe a late afternoon shower, high of 88 right now, fair and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
16-ounce Ritz crackers are just $1.96, and 8-ounce Cool Whip is just 97 cents. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
After high school, I wasn't really sure what to do.
I needed guidance.
I know I needed discipline.
The guard helped me get squared away.
Squared away? That means you've got everything together, everything in its place.
The National Guard really helped turn my life around.
In the National Guard, I've gotten paid job training, money for college.
I get a steady paycheck.
I'm squared away.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the discipline, education, and job skills you need to succeed in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, paired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the station.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Tucker, what did you do, by the way? What did you do when he did that?
I went back with someone I knew and grabbed the guy by this, you know, and grabbed him.
And did what?
Hit him against the skull with his head, actually.
I mean, is this, like, what is it with these guys and their hang-up about, kick some butt? 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Slight Chance Thunderstorms, high today 85. Tucker Carlson has changed his story about his bathroom assault story, and they were basically on this morning show with Joe Scarborough and also Dan Abrams, who is the son of Floyd Abrams, and they were talking about Larry Craig, and Carlson first said, well, okay, I mean, I can play the whole thing, but Carlson basically first said that he had been accosted in a restroom when he was in high school, and then he went and got a friend, and when they went back and beat the guy up, then he kind of changed it. He changed the story. And the GOP outreach line is open, of course, at 303-713-3700. And your comments about this. Oh, by the way, too. Here's something else interesting. Should law enforcement even be busting consenting adults for arranging sex if there's no money passed, either heterosexual or gay? Or is this a total and complete waste of time? I'm not saying that it eliminates what Larry Craig did. I'm just asking if we should be involved in this kind of morals policing. And trying to get anybody who's conservative, anybody from the GOP to call up all morning here has been an absolute impossible task. I've struck out numerous times at this. Boy. Really, I just want to hear what somebody has to say who's an avowed right-wing guy or woman or whatever. Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Republicans, they do have man crushes. I covered George Allen's gubernatorial and congressional campaigns, and they looked at him with stars in their eyes. They just loved him.
What is it about them that they're like this?
Now, as a woman, I had crushes on them because they were men with money, power, and suits, and I'm just a little hillbilly who went to college and then went into political coverage, and I was fascinated. I don't know why they're doing it. You got to ask them. I don't know. But, you know,
that this is the way to win?
Let me get to that in a second. Let me first tell you a little story about men and gay sex. And I had a Sunday dinner party one time. I had guys and girlfriends over, and I'd gone out with a good childhood friend of mine who came out a few years before that, and he took me to a gay bar. You know, and I had a great time, and I was telling my girlfriends at my little Sunday after church dinner party about how I had three women, lesbian women, ask me to dance, and I told them, "Oh, I'd love to, but I'm not a lesbian." They're like, "That's okay. You're just so cute." And we just thought, you know, all the girls and I, like, oh, I know, I love when I get a compliment. I don't care who it's from. Tee hee hee. And the guys, then we start talking about, what's the guys? If a guy tells you you're good looking and you're a guy, just tell him I'm not gay, but thanks, and go about your merry business. And then the guys at the dinner party are sitting there looking like two deers in the headlights. And we're like, what is your deal? Why do you get so upset about things like that? And guess what they said? You might be raped. Oh, and we went down on them like Oprah on a ham. Women have to worry about that every diddly day.
Well, you're right. That's that homosexual panic thing that Paul Waldman was talking about. Well, also the idea that two consenting adults get together and they're arranging for sex, and they're two consenting adults and they're arranging for sex in a public place. As long as they don't have sex in public, why are we busting them?
That's my question. Because you get the same thing.
Well, same thing goes for heterosexuals.
Well, you know, I don't really care about Tucker Carlson. You know what I care about? I saw that interview on the Today Show. I would have been listening to you, but a friend told me you have to watch this little verbal fisticuffs. Well, I care about Tom DeLay getting on and avoiding the truth. And what he's, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. How did the Republicans, way back with Newt Gingrich and the Contract in America, and even before that, how did they rise to power? No pun intended, rise. How did they rise to power? They get together, they figure out their talking points, and they drive them home. I think the Democrats should do that on a lot of points, but
well,
here's the difference.
But you're wasting your time on that because the Democrats can't the Democrats and the Democratic Party, both state and national, can't pull off a two-car cattle drive when
that's
it comes to the media.
That's bothering the heck out of me. What they need
well,
to
then you
got to
get in line
though.
Because you got to get in line because that's bothering a lot of people, and they don't seem to get it, nor do they seem to be receptive to the idea of anybody either telling them or showing them what to do.
And it's so sad because the Republicans are screwing up left and right. What the Republicans did with Newt Gingrich and so forth is they got together and did a Fox. We
okay, but
all right,
this is off the topic.
Okay.
This is off the top. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Tucker Carlson, and I do care about Tucker Carlson because he's in the media.
Well, I don't think violence is a family value.
Well, I don't think violence... Look.
It's okay to beat him up?
Well, okay, yeah. We're all tempted to do something. We're all tempted to overreact to certain situations. Trouble is, we don't do it. I mean, and most of us know that if we do, it's illegal.
And I try to avoid illegal things. Maybe I'm strange. But
yeah, well,
Tucker,
me too.
I wouldn't beat somebody up because I was taught violence is wrong. You know, you can someone makes a pass and it upsets you, run out of there like your hair's on fire, maybe call the police, but what good is beating someone up going to do?
Well, maybe Tucker will beat him up with his bow tie. Oh, no, wait a minute. He dropped that.
I think that's why he's homophobic, because he does still look like a little schoolboy with that, you know, like, what is that, like an early 80s junior high haircut and a bow tie?
Well, Walden brought that up, and he brought up a pretty good point. Maybe people were just shocked. Maybe Abrams and Scarborough were shocked that Carlson would be capable of beating up anybody. I don't know. I don't know. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the whole deal. Just shocked at the fact that he could beat up anybody or would try. Let's go to Maria in Arvada. Maria, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I definitely think that they were laughing because who doesn't believe that Tucker isn't gay?
Well, I don't know if he is or isn't. I never thought about it, really.
Oh, come on. Look at that guy. Please. He is so ridiculously homophobic. He's got the man crushes. And honestly, the bow tie and the haircut, come on. Like, if you have to beat anybody up just because they asked you whatever they did, whatever. There would be tons of dead men in the planet if that happened, if women were able to do that. We have to deal with that crap all day long. We don't have to, we don't beat anybody
well,
up over it.
That's a very, very good point right there. Now, there are men out there, heterosexual men out there, who, and I've seen it.
Who are dirtbags.
All right, well, yeah, they have no problem making sexist comments towards women. They have no problem hitting on women. And where you get jammed up is if you see a woman who's beautiful, I mean, who's good-looking,
mm-hmm.
who's attractive, and you dare say to her, hey, you know something? You're really good-looking. Then it's like, oh, you're sexually harassing me. So how do you tell a woman that they're good-looking without having that down on you?
You can certainly tell a woman that you're good-looking, but I think it's interesting that if a female rebukes negatively, like she says, step the hell away from me, you jackass, then everybody looks at that woman like she's a jerk. Get over it. Guys are going to ask you out all the time. It's part of being female. Yet, however, for some reason, if you're gay and you hit on someone who isn't, who happens to be homophobic, they can kick your butt for it? I don't think so.
Well, I agree with that point, but
yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree with that totally. But okay, suppose you want to say that to a woman. Suppose you want to say that to a woman, and you're not and you don't want to hit on her. You just want to pay her a compliment, but then you'll get jammed up for doing it.
Nah, I mean,
because there's different ways that you know. There's like saying, oh, you know, you really look good, or boy, did anybody ever tell you you're attractive? There's a difference between doing that and walking up to a woman and saying, hey, let's go to the Comfort Inn. You know what I mean?
I think it's upon the linger. If you walk up to a woman and say, by the way, just wanted to tell you, you are exceptionally beautiful, and walk away, she will appreciate it. If you try and hang out to see if it got you anywhere, then I don't think so.
Okay, well, and then back to your original point, which is, you're right, women have suffered this. Well, women have gone through this for years. I mean, there are plenty of men out there that are just dirtbags. You're right, they're jerks, and they've gone through it forever and a day, and they don't haul off and whip out a tire iron or a 2x4 or whatever the case is and start beating the crap out of the guy because he comes onto him and tries to pick him up.
Yep. And then how wimpy are you if you have to get a friend to fight your battle?
Yeah, that was another strange part of Tucker Carlson's story.
How embarrassing.
He's a puss.
He couldn't do it himself.
Yeah, he's a puss.
If you were that passionate about it, you would have heard him say it, and you would have sucked him without thinking about it. He had to think about it, so he has something to defend. I kind of think he's probably a closet homophobic. And you'll be calling me saying, oh, I guess we got him in a sex scandal in a couple of years as well.
All right, Maria, you're great. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. 303-713-7600. And by the way, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation today called on Tucker Carlson and NBC News and MSNBC to apologize for remarks that he made Tuesday night that appear to condone violent assault. Yeah, what about that, the fact that women go through this all the time and that they don't beat people up, do they? What's up with that? All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. And by the way, the GOP outreach line is still open. Boy, that GOP outreach line has just been, it's just been blank today. Well, sure, why listen to a radio station with opposing opinions? I want to go somewhere where somebody tells me I'm right. There's a term for that in life, but I can't use it on the radio because we don't live in the age of that kind of thing. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're seeing a little bit of recovery, but not a whole lot. You're still going to find it pretty tough getting into downtown, southbound lanes of I-25. 270 was heavy from I-76 to Vasquez, and we still have a lot of traffic both directions of 225 crossing Aurora. Looks like they got that crash cleared southbound 225 near Yosemite, but you'll still find that a little sluggish headed down toward your I-25 merge. Weather outlook today, we're going to see lots of sunshine with maybe just a late afternoon shower or two. High of 88 today, and tonight some more of those isolated evening storms with a low of 59. Right now, mostly sunny and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out from...
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It's a scholarship fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Welcome to Lowe's, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I'm going back and forth about redoing my floors over Labor Day, and I just wish there was something that could help me decide.
How does not paying for 12 months sound?
That'll do it.
That's right. Just put $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months on anything in the store.
Hey, hon. I see you've decided to redo the floors. What finally convinced you?
We don't pay a penny for 12 months.
That'll do it.
So if you're looking to take on that one last summer project, or just take advantage of some really great offers, Lowe's Big Labor Day event is the place for you. Now through Monday, take 10% off all major appliances, $397 or more, and 20% off all special order flooring, including tile, wood, carpet, laminate, vinyl, and area rugs. So come on down to Lowe's Big Labor Day event
and save big. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me take 60 seconds out to talk about something that I fully believe in and that is very, 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 very important. And I don't know of any other way to convey this to you except to plead, cajole, and beg with you to do the right thing. And we've been particularly touched by this in my family in the last year, and that's cancer. You know, lung cancer is the leader of cancer deaths in America. And with early detection, lung cancer can be cured. If lung cancer is detected early, the cure rate improves dramatically. Now, have you smoked in the past? Do you smoke now? Have you been exposed to asbestos? Have you been exposed to secondhand smoke? I'm begging you. Seriously, I am. I'm begging you to get in touch with Front Range Preventive Imaging, because a CT lung screening is the only screening test that has been shown to improve cure rates for lung cancer. Doing a chest X-ray to diagnose early lung cancer does not improve survival, because by the time it's big enough to show up on a chest X-ray, it has already spread over 90% of the time. So you owe it not only to yourself, you owe it not only to me, but you also owe it to your family and also to your loved ones to do something about this. And if this doesn't cover you, then turn around and talk to somebody that it does. A CT lung screening at Front Range Preventive Imaging is what you need. Call them. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Whether we agree or disagree, I just can't impress on you how important this is. Please, will you do it? 303-443-SCAN.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes, but now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation. 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectua negotiated down to only $500.
Effectua is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectua, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectua helped me resolve a tax problem that I've been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectua was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectua now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Put this down. Don't forget it. Labor Day. We'll be broadcasting live from the Taste of Colorado. 4 to 7. Randy Rhodes will be taking the day off. Rather than sticking some generic schlow on, I'll do it. So you can either call in or join me, but I hope you join me live at the Taste of Colorado. That's Monday, Labor Day. I got time to squeeze one more call in on this Tucker Carlson thing. Then we're going to go to Kid Nation. We're going to talk about that. Let me go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
I'll make it real quick. If you blog, Tucker Carlson gets blogger fired on Google. Tucker Carlson gets blogger fired on Google. You'll find out everything you need to know about this guy.
That's sad.
Yeah. He checked a movie out of a... Anyway, I won't even go into it.
Well, listen, I think he needs to clarify his story. I think he needs to tell us what the deal is, and I think he needs to tell us exactly where he stands. Is it okay to beat up some guy who comes onto you, or do you, like, pick yourself on up, call the cops, or go to the payphone back in those days and say, hey, this guy assaulted me in a restroom?
Well, the best part of that is he brought a buddy with him.
Yeah, what is that, man?
If it happened at all, if it even happened at all.
Oh, do you think he's lying?
He might have been. He might have been
fake,
the testosterone.
Fake male bravado. John Turk saying Turk is saying he thinks it's fake male bravado.
Copy on that.
Oh, wow. Let's hear that Tarzan thing. Do we have that quickly? Can we get it? Do we get it? Where is it? Yeah! You, Jane! Me, Tucker! Okay, man, thanks. We'll continue.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.
760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Jim Crisul in Richmond, Virginia. Virginia Tech administrators could have saved lives on April 16th had they quickly issued a campus-wide warning after the initial shootings in a dormitory. The stark, sobering conclusion of a report on the massacre. Governor Tim Kaine on CBS's The Early Show.
University protocol at the time required the convening of a committee and a decision-making process about whether to put up that notice, and that took 2 hours.
The report is too little too late for Celeste Peterson, who will always grieve the loss of her daughter Erin that terrible day.
My child is dead. My family is shattered. My husband and I are lonely.
Peterson feels Virginia Tech's president and campus police chief should be fired. The governor disagrees. I'm Jim Crisul in Richmond, Virginia. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
And there is breaking news from Washington. Sources tell CBS News the FBI believes they've identified the suspect in a series of telephone bomb threats to stores around the country during the past week. The sources say they believe the person making those calls is in Portugal. General David Petraeus' long-awaited report on progress in Iraq is still a few weeks away, but the General Accounting Office has taken a look at how well the Iraqi government is meeting the goals laid out by Congress. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
In fact, Nick, key lawmakers being briefed on the GAO report today, a report that shows Iraq has missed all but three of the political and military benchmarks set by Congress. The White House is already complaining about that assessment, saying Congress set a high bar with the report that assesses whether or not Iraq has met those goals. It required the president to merely decide whether there was progress on the benchmarks. Spokeswoman Dana Perino suggests that people are playing politics with the issue.
And Peter, the firestorm over Idaho Senator Larry Craig is growing. Has the White House weighed in?
Yes, but ever so carefully, Nick. The spokeswoman avoids a direct response when asked if Craig should resign. But this issue, described as a matter of disappointment here, the White House hopes it will be quickly resolved. The administration and Republican allies clearly concerned about the political impact of the controversy, Nick.
New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton may be stretching her lead over the Democratic presidential pack in the national polls, but in the party's first test, she is running behind John Edwards. A Time magazine poll of 519 likely Iowa caucus goers gives Edwards a lead of 29-24%. Barack Obama is running third at 22%. CBSNews.com senior political editor Vaughn Ververs.
His hope is to win the Iowa caucuses, to use that as a springboard, not necessarily into New Hampshire, but at least into South Carolina, a state that he won last time around against John Kerry. So everything really hinges on Iowa for Edwards.
Checking Wall Street at this hour right now, the Dow is down 38 points, the NASDAQ up 11, and the S&P 500 off 3 points. This is CBS News. We'll be right back.
What's it like to get matched with the love of your life on eHarmony.com? Listen to real-life eHarmony success story LJ describe it.
I love that she loves me for who I am, and I don't have to put on a false front for her.
Aren't you curious to see who you would be matched up with according to compatibility? Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
As you can see, the branch fell right into this house.
The piece of fence flew about 50 feet.
It pretty much ripped right out of the ground.
The whole right side of the house is virtually uninhabitable. This giant hole in the window was caused from, can you believe it, patio furniture.
After a storm, make sure there's nothing to report from your home. Have a farmer's insurance agent assess your property for potential risk.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Farmer's agent near you. Not available in all areas.
The Triple Deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Lewis Palmer, high school grad Erica Corder, is suing the school district in federal court, saying her free speech rights were violated. Corder says officials withheld her diploma after she delivered a commencement speech that mentioned Jesus. School district says its actions were constitutionally appropriate. Colorado Secretary of State Mike Kaufman says he's tired of waiting for the four vendors who supply electronic voting machines to the state to retest their equipment. Kaufman says all information for state certification has to be submitted by the middle of November.
It's important to have a cutoff on this process to give counties the ability to respond and get new equipment or lease equipment or whatever they need to do in the event that this equipment doesn't pass muster.
The controversial electronic voting equipment was used in the 06 midterms only after a judge declined an injunction by several plaintiffs who sued the Secretary of State. North Galen police asking for the public's help in finding a missing man who suffers from Alzheimer's and dementia. 86-year-old George McBain last seen yesterday leaving a care facility where he lives, driving a white 2003 Oldsmobile. And the wife of a man murdered last week during a robbery at their tattoo parlor is now suspected of hiding drugs afterwards so police wouldn't think the murder was drug-related. No suspects have been arrested. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we've got a great ride so far across the metro area. Looks like all the earlier wrecks have been cleared off the highway. Just seeing some heavier traffic southbound 225 from Parker to I-25, again from that earlier crash. In Littleton, you need to watch out for a wreck that we do have at Santa Fe and Mineral. Weather outlook today, expect lots of sunshine.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here today. Hope I'm here tomorrow. I gotta go to the dentist this morning. I have white coat panic. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 85. Jay Marvin along with you. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who I've had my ups and downs with, and mainly because she was only doing her job when I was here once before back in the day, but I didn't quite get that. I don't know if it was because I was immature or angry or what the story is, but anyway, when it comes to television, she writes a great column in the Denver Post, and I'm talking about Joanne Ostro, and I couldn't think of a better person to go to about this Kid Nation, which, to me, and I don't know, maybe she'll correct me, because I haven't seen it, and I think she's seen the pilot of it. To me, this is like the lowest of the lowest. Joanne, good morning, and welcome to the program. Good to hear your voice again.
Hey, it's the new Mellow J. Marvin.
Well, I'm trying to be more mellow. I don't know how successful I am at it, but I'm trying.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. Nobody's seen the pilot. I haven't seen the pilot. No one outside of CBS has seen it. We're just going on the clips that they showed us and the descriptions they've given us.
Really? So no one has seen this thing?
Correct.
All right. Let me try this, though. And you kind of talk about this. You talk about the fact that at the time you wrote this column, you talk about the fact that you had not seen the pilot either. But I think you were kind of operating in the same area that I was operating on, and that's the idea that the average age of these kids, like what, starting at 11, and they're all put together in this ghost town in New Mexico, and they're left there for 40 days unsupervised, but yet then CBS claims that there was an adult safety net and they're trailed by film crews. This is like...
Yeah, the average age was 11, so they were even younger. Here's what I love about this. CBS wants to have it both ways. On one hand, they're saying, you know, these are unsupervised children out in the middle of nowhere, setting up a society. It's all very dangerous and exciting, and watch it. On the other hand, they're saying, oh, no, there were adults everywhere. There were medics. There were psychologists. You know, we had all kinds of people watching, so don't worry. There were no problems. They can't have it both ways. You know, either it's a completely fraudulent, quasi, not real reality that they're showing us, or there were really some risks taken with underage kids whose parents signed their lives away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's either one or the other. It's either a real, like, quote-unquote reality situation, or it's fake.
Right. It's a fake show that we shouldn't pay attention to in the first place, or else are they crazy? They really took risks with these kids, and now we've got complaints from some of the parents filed against the New Mexico state officials about, you heard about the 11-year-old who was burned by grease while fishing, and the others who drank bleach out of a soda bottle that was unmarked, and the 14-hour days and, you know, lack of sleep. And if you go online, the Smoking Gun has the whole contract that these parents signed, basically just, you know, turning over their kids' lives to CBS for, I think, $5,000 they got, and then they win the chance to win a $20,000 prize.
Jeez, why would you do that for $5,000?
What kind of parents are these? Yeah, you know, really, this is the lowest. We haven't seen it yet, so we got to keep reminding people that. And, you know, now I'm worried that this thing's going to be a huge hit because there's been so much publicity.
Well, but you know it is, because you know people are going to watch it. And
yeah.
And even if it isn't as catastrophic as we kind of think it's going to be, it's still like it's Lord of the Flies. It's a bizarre idea, and what does it say about us that tons of people are going to watch this thing?
What does it say that tons of parents wanted to sign their kids up for this? I don't blame the network as much as I blame the kids. You know, the network is in business to make money. They make no bones about that. They're thrilled with all this publicity. You know, just get the name right. I blame the parents. So where have we come as a society that these parents, and, you know, it's like the pageant mentality, just get the kid up there parading in front of people, make them famous, and maybe they can make money off of it.
But doesn't, and I talk about this a lot, doesn't CBS, doesn't the media and the companies that own and operate the media, don't they owe the public anything? Or do they just, is it just, we've reached a point now in 2007 where it's about profit, and that's all it is, and that's all it's ever going to be, and let's just drop any discussion of anything higher or any kind of public debt.
It's a quaint idea that the broadcasters are public trustees, that they are supposed to have licenses to the public airwaves in order to serve us, the public. You know, some of us used to believe in that. And then came the deregulation of the media, I guess under the Reagan administration. Right?
Yeah, and Clinton signed it.
It's been deregulated more ever since. And so, yeah, it's about profits. You know, you want non-profit radio or television, you got to go to the public side. Yeah, so it's sad. It is sad.
I don't know. It's just like, I understand the idea to make profit. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with being competitive. I have no problem with that at all. But isn't there some kind of level or ceiling level here? Or do we have to go, like, all the way to the very bottom?
You wonder, what would it take? You know, does some kid have to get killed on a reality show before people say, and still, the lawyers would be all over it, you know? They signed their rights away.
Yeah, well, you know what? Exactly right. 9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Joanne Ostro, who is with the Denver Post, writes about television, and you can see her work at denverpost.com or get the newspaper like we do. Of course, I look both ways, but
I like that. Old-fashioned. You need that paper in your hands.
Yeah, I got to have both. All right, so nobody has seen the pilot, and I take it that CBS is not going to show anybody that. What they're going to do is they're going to try to keep all of you who write about the media, who write about television, they're going to keep you totally and completely in the dark, and then we're all going to have to sit down, and we're all going to have to watch it collectively, which I refuse to do.
It's great, isn't it? It's got all of us keeping up this drumbeat for September 19th when this thing debuts, and I'm in the, you know, it's a double-edged sword, this job, because I have to write about it. On one hand, I'm promoting it. I'm playing into their hands. Even if I write about it negatively, they don't care, just so I get the time right, you know. They're not going to let this thing out in advance. They've got a great publicity machine going now.
All right, so if you have to write about it, well, that brings up something I've always wanted to ask you. How do you sit through a lot of this?
You know, they pay me to do that. The stuff that's really unbearable is the more boring. This is going to be just a fascinating train wreck, I think. You know, in a way, I'm looking forward to watching it. But the really unbearable stuff is the tedious, boring, never should have been made, worthless and not even worth criticizing stuff.
All right, how about bad reality shows?
A lot of that I don't even watch. You know, I watch the pilot, and then I'll never see a second episode. A lot of it I don't write about.
Because I have to admit, there's two or three reality shows that I've watched and liked. I liked the John Force show about his relationship with him and his daughters, which doesn't seem to be on anymore now, I guess.
No.
I don't know what happened to that.
I don't know what happened to that either.
And then King of Cars was kind of interesting.
Not my kind of thing. But I liked Amazing Race.
Okay, all right. And how about, and I like this one, what about Pinks? That's probably not your thing, but...
Not my thing either.
but still, that's about the extent of my reality TV watching.
I mean, I can understand the appeal of American Idol. I really can, because they have to get up there and do something at a certain point. It's padded beyond belief. I wrote a column once about how you can watch American Idol in 12 minutes. You know, you fast forward through all the junk and just hear the voice for a minute. They can either sing or they can't, and then there's just a lot of padding. So at least, you know, in these shows where they have to do something, as opposed to just being lucky or dating or, you know.
You know, there's also on this thing about Kids Nation, there's also this thing being raised, too, about labor laws and
about how much
$5,000 equates out to over all this time and about how many hours.
Well, inside the industry, it's controversial because the Writers Guild is now into it. Their argument is mostly about overtime pay because, you know, these things, as much as they call them reality and unscripted, there's a whole crew of people who are taking notes and sort of playing up the story points and plot points so they know how they're going to edit it together to make a story. And those guys are working around the clock, just like the kids are being kept up to all hours. They're working all hours, and they're not being paid overtime. So, you know, you got to decide, is it reality TV or not? And if not, if we can all agree that it's phony, then we got to pay these scripting people, you know, the overtime that they would get if they were on a regular drama.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw an article about that, about the labor issue. I saw it either yesterday or the day before. And if they've got all these people working on it, then how do you shop this off as being... Because most people believe that a reality show where you're observing, you're the third eye or whatever the case is.
Right.
Most people believe that that stuff's supposed to be spontaneous and not scripted out. And
right.
One of the few reality shows that I've ever seen where you can just absolutely tell because I sampled it a couple of times and thought, oh, my God, is this bad? And that was the Hulk Hogan show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was set up. Yeah. You could tell that was set up.
Sure. Even the Big Brother stuff, the real world stuff. I spent a day one time with the Amazing Race people, and the script writers, I don't think they call them that because they don't admit they're the script, but the writers on the thing were busy taking notes all day on who's arguing with whom and who's mad about what and who's got a particular weakness and strengths. And they can, you know, assemble all this in the editing room and tell stories about it. It doesn't just happen magically that you become engrossed in a character and follow their storyline. The people there who are sort of feeling that out and then putting it in front of you in story form. It's a narrative. How is that, you know, these are writers. They should be paid like writers. We should admit that it's semi-scripted.
But see, most people believe, if you go to them and ask them about those shows, most people will tell you, I bet you 99% of the people would tell you, well, that all spontaneously happens, and that's a reality show.
Well, I mean, the fact that they're not hired actors saying specific lines, I mean, that much is true. But it's the magic of the editing room, you know? They shoot many times the amount of tape they can actually use, and then somebody sifts through it, puts together a narrative, and that's what you end up seeing. So it's sort of an in-between land, and that's why this is still, the lawyers will be all over it.
Okay, so there's no truth in advertising either, is there?
Sorry to say.
But, you know, don't people watch these shows, though, and maybe they'll stick around one day or not, but maybe they'll see the ending of them, and they see all these, like, these big pages and pages of credits? They got to get tipped off at that point that it's not spontaneous.
I think people get it at a certain level, but they become sort of addicted to the personalities, you know? Or maybe they're just watching the first and last episodes. I don't know. But, you know, the ratings show that enough people are watching, whether they get it, sort of, you know, winking at it or not. I think people are more aware, don't you think?
I don't know.
They don't care. They just want entertainment.
I don't know. You know what some of this reminds me of? Some of this reminds me of when I used to do ring announcing for professional wrestling, and you would hear people in the audience, in the crowd, who, while the action was going on, who would say, "Oh, see, that's real. You think that's fake? You think you could take that?" And you kind of think to yourself,
"Yeah, right.
Wake up, pal."
Right.
But maybe not. I guess I don't know.
Maybe that was the original reality entertainment.
Yeah, you know what? That and roller derby.
Wrestling.
Yeah, that and roller derby. Yep, you're absolutely right. Joanne, thank you so much for coming on the program. All right, let me get a prediction from you about this, if you want to make one. Okay, thumbs up, thumbs down. Is this a huge hit, or does everybody watch it like one night just to see what it is, and then after that it trails off and gets lost?
Yeah, I think the latter. It's going to open huge and then trail off. People are going to want to see what is all this fuss about. And then, you know, it's going to turn out to be not as big a deal, I think. They've got a bunch of gifted and talented children who are trying to put together a society. It's not going to be as ugly as Lord of the Flies. It's not going to be as high-minded as the PBS Frontier House. It's going to be somewhere in the middle.
All right. We'll see what happens.
That's my prediction.
Okay, well, you know what? Listen, let's let the show go. When is it? Is it December the 15th?
No, September 19th.
Oh, September 19th. Okay, can I have you back after September the 19th to talk about the first episode?
You bet.
Okay, Joanne, thanks. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks. There's Joanne Ostro of the Denver Post. She writes about television. You can see her online, denverpost.com, or read it. And I just can't imagine. Man, well, for $5,000, would you put your kid through that? And okay, you know what? We're supposed to be mature adults. We're not supposed to be shocked by anything. Aren't you amazed by this? Aren't you absolutely amazed by an idea about this? Putting 40 kids? John, would you do that with your kids for $5,000 a piece? No.
$1,000. Nah, just kidding.
Man. All right, let's go to open phone, 303-713-7600. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. And, by the way, that GOP outreach line is still open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I just wanted to prove to you that it's still working. We still can't get any conservatives to call in and own up to any of today's modern tragedies. 922, 22 minutes after. But if you want to talk about anything, it's okay with me. This song is really repetitive, isn't it?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
And then I forget to talk about it. Mercedes-Benz, Crossfires, they've got all kinds of stuff. Check out their inventory on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there between 9 in the morning and 9 in the evening. And by the way, they'll be open Labor Day, and they're open those hours 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Rockies Autos, great people out there, too, like the Alshire brothers, Spanky Herrera, and all of my friends out there, Colby Harris. Go out and see my gang of friends at Rockies and save yourself some money. Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
9:27, 27 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Side chance, thunderstorms, high today, 85. Open phones, 303-713-7600. By the way, yes, pay is up in this country. But you know what? Before you get all excited about that, listen to this. CEO pay. 364 times more than the average worker. 364 times. Is there such a thing as being too wealthy? I was having a discussion yesterday with somebody, and they were saying that too much wealth causes people to implode. That if you don't have to have some basic struggle in life to get by, you lose your grounding. So we all buy, well, okay, I'm not going to say everybody. So you buy lotto tickets, and you keep hoping you're going to win, and you keep saying what you're going to do if you win, and you keep hoping you're going to win, and you keep wanting more money, and you keep wanting more stuff. But what happens if I handed to everything to you that you ever wanted, and plenty of money, too? What would happen to you if you suddenly didn't have to struggle? Would you just implode? Would you just go crazy? And examples of that are all these big-name celebrities like Michael Vick and all the rest of them. I mean, when they can have anything they want, Michael Jackson, I mean, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, you know, they have anything. Well, Lindsay Lohan comes out of a bad family, Britney Spears. But, it, you know, they just go crazy when they get all this. And when I remember when I used to work in country music, back in the old days of twang, not pop like it is now, man, oh, man, some of these folks, drunk all the time, plenty of big cars and huge places to live, but no happiness. But if somebody says to you, well, money can't buy happiness, what do? You go, yeah, big deal. I'll take a shot at it. Let's go to Dan in Centennial. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Here's my question. I don't know if you've talked about this morning. I haven't been able to listen, getting the kids ready for school, but Ted Nugent's coming to the Colorado State Fair. I don't know if that's, I don't know if the state fair is a private kind of entity, but it certainly represents Colorado. If you're familiar with the
ranch. Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with his stupidity.
Oh, man, you know, and...
he's an idiot and a one-hit wonder. And they're probably getting him at the Colorado State Fair because they can afford him.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, what he said about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton was so offensive.
Well, maybe we should call the fair and ask him.
Well, I'm thinking a lot of people should call the fair and ask him why this guy is going to be here. In Colorado, are we putting money into it? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Good for you. I think that's a great. I think that's a great question, because if this were somebody who the religious right objected to, they would be. You know, James Dobson and these folks would be all over it.
Well, hey, 3 years ago, Dixie Chicks at the state fair.
Oh yeah, right. That's exactly happened. Right. Yes, yeah, sure. That was before I got here, because I've only been here about 2.5 years. You know, this is my second time here.
Well, and I'm not sure it's 3 years, but whenever it was, they made a statement.
Yeah, I remember the Dixie Chicks. I remember them getting it when I was working in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
It took a major beating for just saying they were kind of ashamed that Bush is a Texan, which, of course, he's not really a Texan. But
no, he's not. He's a fake Texan. But you know what? This is a really, really good point, and we should get mobilized on this, and we should ask them to come on and explain this to us as to why this guy is coming and what the story is behind this and why he thinks that, you know, why whoever booked him in here thinks that this is an appropriate person to have with his over-the-top comments about, Barack Obama sucking on a machine gun and Hillary going off on one and all of this other stuff. Ted Nugent is a hack and a punk of the worst degree. And I remember that ABC, ABC, when they were owned by Disney, right? Let's all go to Disneyland.
Yep.
Let's all go to Disney World. Family values, all this kind of stuff. They put this moron on the radio. They put him on the radio. And he'd always make an ass out of himself. Because he's over the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's offensive. You know, the things he's been saying, about the two candidates are offensive. You know, he just comes off as, you know, just the worst kind of, the underbelly of...
Well, he's a knuckle dragger.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that about him, but he is. I'd love to talk to him on the air. I'd love to say to him, you think that's really... I mean, do you think that's wise, making threats like that? Why don't you, as Keith Olbermann said the other night, I think this is really true, why don't you take out the names Barack Obama, and why don't you take out the names... the name Hillary Clinton, and why don't you substitute Bush and Cheney and tell us how long it would be before the Secret Service would show up at your gig and bust your ass?
Oh, absolutely. They'd be investigating him like they're investigating Michael Moore. I mean,
yeah, good point. Okay, let's raise some hell about this, Dan. Good point. Great call, man. Thank you for the tip-off.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, Turk, you get that? What we were just talking about? All right, let's go to the State Fair. Who operates the State Fair? Who runs that thing? Let's find out who it is. Let's ask him if that's appropriate for Ted Nugent to come here. Let's get him on the air and ask him to answer those questions about Ted Nugent. And once again, here we go. Okay? Doesn't make any difference whether you're right, left, or in the middle. Do you think that this is appropriate for the state fair, which is supposed to represent the state of Colorado, to have Ted Nugent, who struts around on stage like a complete freaking moron and talks about Barack Obama ought to suck a gun and Hillary Clinton ought to go off on one. Now, I wonder what Governor Bill Ritter has to say about this. I wonder if he understands. I wonder if he's been made aware of this. We should also get in contact with him. So we want to talk to the head of the state fair, and we also want to talk to the governor about this, and also about his juvenile clemency board. But we want to talk to him about Ted Nugent, and also any state representatives who are listening. Feel free to call in. And maybe you'd like to raise hell with the rest of the state, too, about this guy. And by the way, don't give me this BS about, oh, you're limiting Ted Nugent's freedom to speech. Well, that didn't bother a lot of you when it was the Dixie Chicks. That's number one. And then number two, making harmful threats towards people. Oh, here we go. Here's Davis and Littleton. Liberals, okay, do you think there's a difference between free speech and making threatening statements about people, Davis?
It's free speech.
No, wait a minute. That's not what I ask you.
It's free speech.
No,
you either support free speech or you won't.
That's what I ask you. So, in other words, do you think it'd be okay if you and I went to the United Theaters on the 16th Street Mall in the middle of a film, any film, pick one, and stood up and screamed fire?
That's illegal. If you,
okay.
If you All right.
What Mr. Nugent said, what Ted Nugent said about Barack Obama, and what Ted Nugent said about Hillary Clinton. If we took those names out and we put Bush and Cheney in there, what do you think would happen?
Well, potentially that could still happen to Nugent because candidates.
Just answer the question. What would happen if you put? Or how about this? Let's make it even easier. How about if you put Governor Bill Ritter in there, and Andrew Romanoff. What do you think would happen?
Hey, if the Secret Service wants to investigate Ted Nugent, that's fine.
Why can't you answer?
I don't know what would
Davis,
happen.
Davis, why? Oh, come on, Davis.
There
you can't answer the question. Don't be intellectually shallow. Answer the question.
I just did. I said there might be an investigation.
Okay, let me give you a tip of what will happen. And I'll use Bill Clinton as an example. And I didn't agree with this, and I went and got these people a lawyer, and this lawyer got them off of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two people went to the Taste of Chicago. Bill Clinton was there.
Right.
The guy's wife flipped Bill Clinton off and yelled an obscenity. The Chicago police, along with the Secret Service, arrested her.
Okay.
I got a lawyer and got them off.
Okay.
But she didn't She didn't make a threat. She didn't say that the President of the United States should suck a machine gun barrel. Now, if you said that about George W. Bush and you said it on a public platform, your ass would be in jail.
I don't know if you'd be in jail, but there's certainly, it's reasonable that there would be an investigation.
Bet me.
Sure, I mean, why not?
That's not free speech.
But, Jay, that's not what we're talking about.
You may not until I'm ready. Davis, threats are not free speech. I do believe in free speech. You are able to get up there and say, well, I think Barack Obama is a crummy guy or stupid or dumb or he shouldn't be president of the United States. Hillary Clinton is a B. She's not right for the office, whatever the case may be. But you don't get up there and make threats about them.
But, Jay, I didn't hear you screaming about this movie that had this simulated assassination of Bush about a year ago. You weren't screaming about that.
Oh, yes, I did talk. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you're wrong about that. I did talk about it, and I thought it was wrong. I never saw the movie, and I advocated that people not go see it.
Did you organize a boycott? Sounds like you're going to organize a boycott.
No, excuse me. If a movie shows at United Theaters or any other place, that's a private enterprise. The Colorado State Fair is taxpayer funded, Davis. I have a right as a taxpayer to object to it.
What about when the Dixie Chicks were here?
What about it?
I didn't hear you wanting to boycott them.
They didn't make a threatening statement. What statement did they make that was threatening? Oh,
you know,
nothing.
You don't want
free
speech.
No, you know what it is? What it is, your morals. No, your morals are relative, and you want to rewrite things that are that, to suit your own argument. You can't even tell me. What does the First Amendment say, Davis?
Let me draw a distinction.
What does the First Amendment say?
Davis, I'm okay with whatever, all of the above, everyone we just talked about, I'm okay with what they said. You're not.
You're right. Distinction based on ideology. You're right.
Period.
You're right. No, I'm against advocating bodily threat towards public officials, Republican or Democrats.
Why can't you just admit that you're an ideologue?
Oh, excuse me, Davis. You're calling me a liar?
Why can't you just admit that you're
an ideologue? Why can't you admit to the fact that we have rules and laws in this society, and people like you are always constantly talking about rules and laws, and yet here it is, a case where somebody breaks the law, and you call up, and you're trying to, like, excuse your way out of it. Davis?
No, I just said...
Thank you, Davis. If they want to investigate, that's fine with me. Okay, and as a taxpayer, I have a right to object to who comes here. On something that I pay for.
But you don't have a right to shut him up.
It's not free speech. He can do it. He can say anything he wants to about any candidate. He cannot.
Oh, so now you name call. You're a hypocrite.
You're a name caller and a cheap phony. 938. No, GOP outreach line in operation. Davis calls in. Can't win the argument, Davis, so suddenly I'm a hypocrite. Okay, fine. Here's the traffic.
All right, we've got a wreck on the ramp from southbound I-25 to eastbound I-70, so that is creating a bit of a delay right there as you try to get towards your downtown commute. Although most of our traffic just getting back to normal, we do have one slow pocket northbound 225 around Iliff. Looks like we have a medical emergency there. Weather outlook today, we'll see a mostly sunshiny day with a late afternoon shower, high of 88. Currently it's sunny and 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Who makes a good homemade pie?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Go for a soaking ride on the all-new Rip Curl. Hang out and...
Pep Boys has a very simple request to make of you through Labor Day. Stop at Pep Boys. Then you can stop your car in the manner to which you've become accustomed. With a quality pro-stop brake service by our ASE-certified technicians, just $79.99. Save $20 after mail-in rebate at Pep Boys. And if you see change as a good thing, how about a Pennzoil conventional oil change free when you apply for the Pep Boys credit card? So, quick review. Stop and change through Labor Day. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapahoe and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at denvernutcracker.com.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
doing important political and social outreach. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. By the way, the GOP outreach line is still open. And it's 942, 42 minutes after the hour here. High today, 85, slight chance thunderstorms, and we were in the middle of open phones when Dan, I believe it was, called up and brought up this thing about Ted Nugent. I don't understand how people can't see that there's a difference between free speech and making threats. I mean, there's a big, distinct difference between that. Or encouraging other people to do it. And why is it people like Nugent feel I got to do this? And really, even if you disagree with me or you disagree with anybody else on the radio station, we don't do that. I mean, there are candidates that I don't particularly care for, but I got to tell you, I never would get on the air and say they should suck on a gun barrel. And maybe in jest, I would say, go take the pipe or something. I mean, I've done that with callers before. But not presidential candidates. Hey, if you want to win tickets to the Rocky Mountain Showdown this year, you have to become a Progressive Talk member. Register today at am760.net. Richard Maxson of Black Forest and Charles Morrill of Lakewood are Progressive Club members, and they have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call 303-713-8485 and claim their showdown tickets. Okay, let's go to Will in Arvada. Will, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing okay, man.
Well, first off, I'd just like to say I am a big fan of Ted Nugent, so I'm a gun advocate. But I've got to say, that being said, that's just outrageous. You don't make threats like that to anybody. And that previous caller, he's just, you know, he's the ideologue. You know, if you can't see the difference between free speech and threatening people, then, you know, that's just wrong. You don't.
Well, I like guns too. But here's what Nugent said. Brandishing two machine guns with his Stars and Stripes guitar still slung over his shoulder, Nugent called Obama a punk. That's fine. A piece of, and it starts with an S, and said that he told the nominee to suck on one of these when in Chicago. He was holding a machine gun. He went on to say that when he was in New York, he told Clinton to ride one of these into the sunset, calling her a worthless bee and a worthless whore. He then goaded the cheering crowd by asking any questions. He finished the hate-filled rant by yelling freedom and raised the machine guns to the sky to more raucous cheers. Well, see, I don't have any problem with any of that stuff, even though I think that just, you know, basically says what kind of human being he is.
Yeah.
But saying that Obama should suck on a machine gun barrel. Now, if you put George W. Bush in there instead of Obama, or you put Mitt Romney in there, you know what? You'd get busted.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not going to disagree with you there. There does seem to be a standard here. I mean, I myself am a Republican. I'm that guy that's ashamed that I voted for George W. Bush, though.
Well, you know what? Listen.
I'm that guy. You know, I mean, there are a few of us out there, Jay, you know.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm a conservative, but, I mean, he's a nightmare.
Well, there's nothing where you listen, I've said this before. I'll say it again. There's nothing wrong with being conservative, particularly old school conservative, because a lot of those values that were espoused by Barry Goldwater and others, there's nothing wrong with those. And a lot of that has become part of mainstream America. It's just the extremism and the misguidedness that gets crazy that people shake their heads and say, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you're right. It's just and it's on both sides, too, extreme left, extreme right.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I enjoy listening to your talk show, because, you know, at least you're open-minded to, you know, ideas. You're not just so, you're not a, you know, one of these super right-wing, you know, that just has got to go this way, you know, or the left. It's the same thing, you know. It's just there's middle America, and I think that's where most of us stand.
Well, I think you're right, and I think we should start speaking up as mainstream Americans and saying, look, these are the things that we believe in, and if you go look at a lot of this stuff, a lot of Americans think that this stuff, that the time has come for this stuff. The time has come to do something about health insurance.
Absolutely.
The time.
I don't have a problem with that either, certainly.
Yeah, the time's come to do something about Iraq. The time has come to do something about this stuff, and I don't see that as being so extreme. Do you see it as being extreme? I don't think so.
No. I mean, going in there, first of all, I'm going to say Saddam Hussein was a bad man, and,
sure.
I'm glad he's gone. But the way the whole war has been handled has just been a joke. And, I think, at some point you've got to say, man, we've got to cut our losses here.
Well, it was like I was talking about earlier. What are we getting? Put the lives aside, which are a terrible, terrible, tragic thing. But
right.
what are we getting for our money?
Well, nothing. Well, we're getting into debt. I don't see that this is going to be resolved in any short-term period. We're talking about people that are religiously devout in their beliefs.
And tribal.
Yeah, and tribal. Yeah, this isn't something that we're going to be able to fix. And then if you don't even have the Iraq government helping out, they don't seem to be doing anything on their part. First off, they're just kind of going along with this, but they're not trying to get anything, done, or they're not trying to get their soldiers out there as much as they should, and trying to take control of situations themselves.
No, they want us to do it, and then on the other hand, Maliki wants to turn around and tell you and I and everybody else to butt out of his business.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's wrong. No, that's not the way it's going to be, and I think you're right. It's high time we do something about it.
All right, before I run out of timer, what about Nugent? Should he perform at the State Fair, yes or no?
I don't think so. I don't think with that kind of rhetoric, In fact, I think the people in the state should make that decision, and certainly the governor should know about it. No. Again, that's just way out of line. You don't do stuff like that, period. Whether you disagree with somebody or not, that's fine. And saying the B, whore and B word and all that, that's wrong, too,
You're right. Can't we move to a higher plane? Will, you're a godsend, not because you agree with me, but because you're a thinking individual, and I really appreciate your calling and hope you'll call again.
I will, Jay, and I appreciate you talking to me, too, as well. Have a great day, sir.
Yeah, you too, man. See ya.
All right. Later.
All right. Here's an email from Eric. Jay Davis knows if the Dixie Chicks say something, it's treason. But if Nugent, who lays in his own excrement for a week to avoid the draft, says something, it's free speech. Yeah, well, we're going to call the State Fair office. John will get on that. And we're also going to call the governor. And why is this guy Ted Nugent coming here? And what is the date on that, John? The date he's coming? Yeah, September the 3rd. So that's only about 2 or 3 days from now. And funny how nobody has spoke up about this. And it's in Pueblo. Amazing. All right. You know what? He wants to go play a private venue? Fine. Do it. Say anything you want to say, unless you break the law. But State Fair? Are there taxpayer dollars? All right. I want an answer about that. 9:50, 50 minutes after.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
It's easy, just...
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy still. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, scratching, licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time. It drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway. The radio commercial comes on.
Hair just started falling off. He had the bloody hot spot. A really, really bad shedding problem.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person was living with my dog, Olive. And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to Dynavite.com. Dynovite.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back on her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest because the house is cleaner. Dynovite.com. 859-428-1000.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Sales.
Your name means a lot to you, but in the wrong hands, it can mean more to someone else. With Wachovia, if your identity is ever stolen, dedicated fraud specialists will work with you one-on-one to help recover any lost funds. And they'll stick with you until your identity is restored. Protecting your good name. Another feature of Wachovia Free Checking. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA or visit Wachovia.com. Are you with Wachovia?
Free Checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. Members FDIC.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sorry, I said to John Turk, and no offense to Will, I said to John Turk, why don't you play some Ted Nugent? Turk goes, no. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 85. And there's one caller alleged, well, you're going to organize a boycott. Well, no, I'm not. But as a taxpayer, I think I'm deserved an answer about Mr. Nugent. That would be number one, being at the State Fair in Pueblo. And the number two, you know, I should have asked the caller if he has any problem with boycotts, because the right engages in them all the time, and they threaten people, and they threaten sponsors. And they do a lot of that stuff. I've always been very careful about that. I'm not real big on those because I think you hurt innocent people. In the process. But Ted Nugent is known for making racist and sexist public outbursts. And when called to draft for military duty to defend the country he claims he loves so much, he soiled himself for a solid week to earn a deferment. So this is another case, and we've talked about this a lot, now, these people always want to go to war, but they don't want to do it themselves. So basically what Nugent does is, Nugent does the same thing Carlson does. You know, they get on and make these boisterous statements, and then the end result is that they have nothing to back it up. They have no cards to put on the table to make the play. And so Nugent comes to Pueblo. Why is he coming to Pueblo? Why do the state officials think that this is okay? Now, trust me, if this were somebody, well, the Dixie Chicks, if it were somebody who is considered to be ultra-left wing, all of the other talk show hosts in town would take off after all the state institutions involved in this and would start screaming their heads off, and the electronic witch hunt would start. But most of us have basically been pretty quiet about this. And maybe the reason we've been quiet about it is because it goes on in Pueblo. And not a lot of you are going to drive to Pueblo. Maybe some of you will. And I'm talking about going to the fair. I'm not necessarily talking about going to see Nugent. That's not what I'm saying. So why is this guy here on the taxpayer dime if that's what the case is? Who handles the booking? I mean, I don't know any of these things. That's why I want to find them out. And what we'll do is we'll try to find them out tomorrow. We've got a jammed show tomorrow. But we'll try to stick this in somewhere, and we'll try to find out about it. And as usual, we'll have the GOP outreach line operating too, because, hey, we like people who disagree. And the heated it gets, the better, as long as people realize they're always welcome to come back the next day. All right. Now I'm going to go off to the dentist. Have yourselves a good morning. We'll kick off the weekend bright and early tomorrow morning. Thanks for all your calls.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.